Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Y'all doing fine. Happy Easter to everybody. That Easter holiday coming up. And I'm on this show again Friday night. Starting a little bit late. Hoping we can get some things going. And just called and knocked my board down. The goddamn act like I ain't having a show. My board back up. Thank y'all. My board back up now. Been hearing a whole lot of exciting things keep on coming up, boy. These people locking in left and right. Already got so many events where lock-ins is already in there. Heard about my man Jay Bodie. Locked in with Chicago's own Friendly Ghost. Unfriendly Ghost. The tape. You know, I'm always down for my Chicago when they racing out of town, but this one right here looks special. Team Bovity is also Klotsoff's also. That's who I had to go with on this one. Other than that, I'll get down. Who we got on here, man? I know it's quite a few people on here already. Come on in and talk with me, man. I ain't got a whole lot to say. We get my boy, we get Bodie to come on a little later on, seeing how he's feeling. That ought to be one to see right there. And Bobby Colbert's got so many locked-ins already, man. that'll be a good start to the year. Great start. We got out here. Come on, talk to me. We got a whole lot of people on here coming up already. Trying to make this happen, man. Waiting on y'all. Clamming up numbers. And my morning show guys out there, the good side of the morning show, know the bad boys out there, the bad morning show, they out there. No, they out there. A couple of them lock-ins went on today, happened on the good guys morning show. And we're going to have to, the season starting, everybody get their cars going. I'm going to have to go ahead and challenge some of them boys. Call it the morning show race. And that, y'all, I'm going to sit back and see if eventually anybody going to chime in and talk with me, because I'm going to sit up here and talk to myself. I had a pretty rough day today. So it ain't just for me, it's for y'all. Everybody got any new news going down? More track news? Thing like that? Out there. Thing I do find interesting. So we said last night, everybody in Chicago, with everybody in Chicago. Not true. Got clicks in Chicago just like they got clicks up there in Michigan. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Seems like only click in Chicago and kind of match up with Chi-Town Most Wanted and they people. Mine is Clock Salt. We came into this game on the note. They ain't gonna have to just travel. The races, they can get them in their hometown. With our intentions, I really got a few races matched up. So it should be real nice. Starting off with Mudbone, Diana, Bone, South City Cow. I've had a couple of more races we talked about. And we're going to match up Boot, the Lenovo they got. And we also planning on reeling Chuck in. I'm going to try to move up the ladder. Like I say, we got Team Bodie, which is Clock Salt. Not the... Can't even find a race out of town. Ryan locking people in left and right, so that man doing his job. Definitely doing his thing. he has success in his race. All his races except the one he breaks up. So hey, where y'all at, man? You got none of our good guy morning show people? Ask for the bad boys to come bag me up then. Hey, we got a hand up. World's greatest co-host.
What's up, Big Eddie? Still nothing much, nothing much.
Can't call him, man.
Somebody had called me earlier today, was wanting to know Tate and Bodie lock in. I told him I didn't know. I wasn't for sure. You know anything about that?
Sir, that's what I was just speaking on.
Huh?
So it'll be locked in. It's going to be locked in, I believe, for one of Mike Hill races.
One of Mike Hill races?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get on 275 for the race tape. It would be something like on 10, from what I heard. We're going to try to get Bodie on here to talk about it, knowing
mm-hmm.
how he's feeling tonight. No. Yes, sir. He had a conversation. It's supposed to be locked.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, he down in Texas.
Okay. The race will be what? 8th in May?
No, sure. I don't know. I said Bodie is down in Texas. The Big Jake's race.
Right now?
Yep.
Okay. So, Mr. Kidd. We got another hand up. What's going on, Leaky?
What up?
What's up, man?
What's going on?
Leaky.
Everything's everything, man.
What up, kid? Bodie just knocked the tires off. They down there working. I got to get that thing to go down on them lit tires. You know you're on lit tires now.
Oh, okay.
They on lip tires. He didn't knock them off.
Yeah.
You go down and get some of that.
Better get it right.
Oh, yeah, you going to get that right. You got to control the power.
He ain't going to be knocking on no tires against that ghost.
Bodie had that shit figured out by the time the time leaves. You
got to
test
to get
together.
Yeah, he's a bad boy now. I've seen him, what he did out there, firing the way he just kept on playing with it. Looked like every time he went down the track, goddamn it, he went fast.
Yeah,
definitely a bad boy.
Hey, is it raining over there, kid?
How you?
It stopped raining. It stopped. Now the street's dry again.
Yeah, they look a little damp out here, leaking. I don't think it's no heavy rain. Last time I looked out the window, goddamn it, the streets were a little wet.
Yeah.
Yeah, ain't much going on, man. All them down there, I'm watching Forever Grudge, but shit. See, like, every time
I
go down the track, they order the damn track down.
Yeah, he down there filming that Big Jake's race.
Yeah. I just seen me in the pits now. See, like, you want to order the track down again. We're watching it last night.
Mm-hmm.
Not all down.
Yeah.
lot of oil down, but they're down in there. Yeah, Bodie about 10 minutes ago, probably about 10, 15 minutes ago, Bodie just knocked the tires off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that thing
figured out. Might not be the call tonight, then.
No, he going to call him. They're back there working now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that should be for a good race if they got them here to get it off.
I'm coming along, Eddie. Everything is ready. I'm just waiting on some parts. That's all I'm waiting on, some parts. Everything else ready to go. It won't be long. Won't be long. It'll be warming up just in time for
good.
Me. I'm gonna rattle some garages and cages and shit. I really don't want to be ready before the other people, because a lot of them ain't going to be ready to go. They're going to say they're still waiting on parts. So I want to come out there late.
Yeah.
You know, Prince said he want to come out the trailer. I like that. He's probably going to be the first victim.
Oh, man, not the first one.
Yeah,
school will be out by the time he get ready to come out.
Yeah, he say he ready for me. And I'm gonna be ready for him. I'm telling him we ain't gotta wait for no event. I ain't gotta do none of that. If he ready, I'm ready. We
right.
Get to his track, go to the track and get out. We ain't got to wait on no event. I ain't waiting on no event to raise nobody. If you here and we want to get it on, we're going to do what we used to do. Cut to Sunday or Saturday and get out.
Sound like a plan.
Do the right thing. That's the way I look at it. Put up or shut up. It is like it's kind of quiet. It's pretty quiet. The backline shows them ran out of gas. Stuff to talk about.
Oh, man.
Sorry, it won't be long. I'm going to tell you right now the way I feel tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Well, shit, has anybody talked to P. Diddy? See how you doing?
Come on, kid. If it's up to me, I don't care about talking to him. They got the money. They want to give it away. They'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Do the crime, you got to pay the time. That's what they always told me.
Yeah, that is true.
He should know what he's doing when he's got.
You get that much money to be stupid, man.
That's what I'm saying. Make your name famous, make all that money, and then you're going out there doing something stupid. That show you how some people are sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got a bunch of stupid motherfuckers with money now.
How could you put it? Yeah, that back half. I don't want no problem.
Oh.
I ain't got no oppression.
Yeah, don't nobody move.
Half,
don't nobody get hurt. That's all I'm saying. Morning show on this motherfucker. Then y'all know now.
Oh,
y'all
the bad
know right
morning
now.
Show on here.
That ain't no bad boy show, Eddie. That's the foolish show.
Just
a bunch of fools.
Just the original. The one and only morning show.
Look at that. That dog on Stoke.
Goddamn right.
Come on.
One and only.
Stokey, you done made it to Virginia yet?
Come on. Yeah, I'm in Virginia right now. I got the motherfucker on my back. I'll be headed westbound in a moment.
Oh, okay.
Here in Virginia, where the players play.
Mm-hmm. Ain't fucking around.
Yeah, it's getting close, fellas. It's getting close.
Who is that, Ray? Where you come from?
Come on.
Oh,
come on.
No.
It's getting close. It's getting close. That's all I can tell you.
Shit, let me get out the way, man.
Oh, okay.
Come on and back in the bushes, y'all.
It's getting close.
12.
Getting real close. Hey, Bodie locked in with old Tate today, too.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
They did lock in, huh?
Yeah, what they racing at, Ryan? What they racing at? For what race?
We going on up. No, we going on up to the South Carolina Darlington.
When is that?
That's May 17, 18. We're not going to Michigan. They don't deserve us in Michigan.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
I heard that.
What? They don't they don't deserve us.
What?
You like that, Big Eddie, huh?
What's up?
Hell no.
Hey.
Yay.
Come on. Come on,
Ryan.
Come on.
Hey, they get quiet. They get quiet with that Dirty Diana get on here. They know they can't do nothing with her.
I ain't saying shit. I get quiet because I don't fuck with you. That's why I ain't got nothing to talk to you about. That's why I get quiet.
Come on,
hey,
man.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Oh, well, so
ain't no secret
hey,
about
fuck
that.
With you
I don't
either.
Fuck with you. So what I'm going to get quiet?
Hey, I don't fuck with you either.
Y'all don't come on any shit with that, man. I don't fuck with you either.
Come on, y'all. That's good. I like that.
I beat you.
Hey, look.
I beat you. You didn't beat me.
Yeah,
and
I made
you.
You
ain't ever
got to
fuck with me.
I made you spend some money,
boy.
You ain't make me go spend.
Hey, look. You ain't make me go spend none of ain't have. You understand what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to make me spend none of ain't have.
Okay. Eddie, you like that, Eddie? That's how you keep the show
on. Come on, man. Let's talk about dollars, man. Come on, talk about some good things.
Yo, what up, kid?
Okay.
What up, Ryan?
Okay.
What's going on, Leroy?
What up, man?
Whoa. I like what everybody's doing right now, man.
Man,
hey,
what up,
man? I like what everybody doing, boy. Putting them races up, goddammit, locking them in. Ryan went
what
crazy. He locking in so many motherfuckers. Come on with it.
Yo.
That's up.
Hey, old Road Dog, they got old Tatum and your homie. They about to go in the battle. We going to beat the living hell out of them.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, may the best,
old
may the best man win. May the best man
mm-hmm.
win.
We go win. Oh, we go win.
Hey, I ain't gonna do you how you did me. Well, how you know you gonna win?
Hey, cause I know they ain't ever been. Ain't none of them ever been where we didn't been. Hey, you remember Star Trek? You remember Star Trek? What they say? We go in the galaxies. And we're going where
mm-hmm.
no man has gone before.
Mm-hmm.
We already been there. We
damn,
are
right? How long you been holding that in, right?
We already been there. We didn't been where no man
mm-hmm.
has gone before.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I heard that
shit. Hey, you know, ain't another guy that been faster than us in the nicest car. You know
mm-hmm.
that, don't you?
No, I don't know. I ain't been around.
Yeah. I know you ain't been around.
But one thing
you have
no idea.
You have no idea. Hey, guess what? I'm
mm-hmm.
back too.
Mhm. Yeah.
I'm back too.
I know for a fact I break a motherfucker back.
Hey, well, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
What you think?
Damn,
hey, I don't, hold on. Hey, hold on. It ain't that I know. I have been breaking people back, and everybody been looking at it on national TV. I didn't mess up. Hey, I didn't mess up F-body after F-body.
Damn.
I didn't mess up F-body after F-body.
And?
Well, the buck stopped right here, huh? Huh?
I mean, that was
you gonna stop that shit?
You
gonna stop that shit, huh? Huh?
How? How you gonna stop it? How you gonna stop it? Tell me how you gonna stop it.
So you
gonna spray that stuff?
Down,
you gonna spray that stuff down through there?
What you gotta do is say, hey, which way you want your neck to be leaning? To the left or to the right? You know?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, guess what? See.
Tell me
I love this because I'm going to tell you why. Because without you, is nobody else going to get up there from here to tangle with me. There's no one else.
How about this? Like I say, when I break your neck, you ain't going to get back up there, huh? Huh?
I don't know. I'm asking you, do you want to run? You only going to run one race?
What with you?
Huh?
Huh? You want to run? What you want to run too?
You don't want to run? You
want to
run
tape
while you're down there?
You
want to
run
too, right? Hey, do you want to run tape while you down there?
You say, do I want to run Dirty Diana twice? Huh?
You can.
Okay, if that's what you're saying, say.
Hey, I talked to the.
Huh?
Hey, I talked to the engine builder. I talked to the builder. Huh? And you know what he said? He said, down on your ass, I may go.
Hey.
Leroy, I didn't have somebody tell. Hold on. Hey, I didn't have somebody tell me they don't fuck with me. I wouldn't fuck with me either if I beat their ass.
Come on, man.
I wouldn't fuck with me either.
Come on, man. I
asked.
Yeah,
you
sure would.
I wouldn't fuck with me either.
You good for coming to fun and talking about your win, but you said that when you was paying them punk out for you ducking them other T-bodies with your scary ass. You run on this phone talking to
the big
man.
I didn't pay no punk out. I didn't pay no punk out.
Run them.
Hey, look.
You didn't give Big Man a punk out. You're a lying-ass nigga. You gave Big Man a punk out.
Hey, look.
You're mad, boy. You won't tell it to.
Hey, but guess what?
Tell it all.
Lord.
Guess what?
As long as I beat Leon, I'm happy. I'm good. How much did it cost you?
$3,500
ain't shit. How much did it cost you?
Hey, but look,
you spend more than that.
I beat you.
You spend more than that.
I beat you, though.
You spend more than
that. I
made you spend it. And I made you spend some money. So we
no, you didn't.
Gotta do something.
No, it ain't. Hey, look. So we
you
put
got
you
all
in a trip
body.
Hey, we put
all
you in a trip body.
Dying with the races, and Tate over there saving your land. Tate over there kissing your ass.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Hey, you know what? Hey, I got a thing. Hey, I got a thing
you
for F-bodies. How many F-bodies?
You're a
dumb hey, look.
Nigga.
I fucked up.
Yeah, two G-bodies.
Hey, look. I fucked up three F-bodies last year.
You scared to run them.
Hey, I fucked up three.
You paid it off. But you won't tell the world you paid that F-body
well,
off.
What did – hey, watch this. Hey, look. What did Leon get from it?
You ain't getting nothing from it. I went whoop the motherfucker. You can
what you do?
Terry Edge. You want him to come to Florida. I whoop the mother. You can
no,
whoop.
You didn't.
They ran out your life.
Ooh, no,
man,
you didn't.
You break stuff. You up in Michigan. The people on the phone.
Hey, but
I beat you.
What?
I know it.
Hey, I beat you. You didn't beat me.
You win some, you lose some.
You know that, don't you?
Right. And,
yeah,
and
but you're going to
you
lose every time
and
you get up there and go against me.
Then that Mustang.
You're
going to
lose every time you go up
you.
There against me.
Then that Mustang whip you.
No.
Didn't that Mustang
no.
with you?
No, he beat me. Hey, he beat me.
And you
hey,
beat
hey,
me.
Hey, he beat
yeah,
me.
Yeah, he beat you. I know he did.
No, I gapped you.
Yeah.
I put a big gap on you.
I put a real big gap
on you.
Hey, Leroy, knock the life out that boy, because he going to need some help when you whoop him.
He's not going to be able to knock the life out of me. Hey, I didn't, man.
Hey,
I just come from down there and seeing that blue.
Hey,
I just come down there and seeing that blue devil. I come down there and seeing that blue devil.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
Hey, what up, baby? Hey, you were saying you wanna run again down there at Steel?
Yeah, I mean that'll be up to you. Yeah, that'll be up to you.
No,
still
I'll get right back. I get right back up there.
I will too.
After I get you the first time, I get you again.
That's if you get me. Hey, I'm gonna ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
What if you don't get me? What you gonna do?
Get right back up there.
Will you get back up there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, then that's all you have to do.
All we gotta do is say lock, huh? I will.
It's already locked. We got this. Hey,
Look,
everybody always say they gonna do that until they get up there with me. And they get real quiet. There's not one person I whooped last year came back for a rematch. Not one.
Okay.
Why is that?
Lock in a rematch for that day. Lock it in. Huh?
I don't want to do that. I'm not gonna do that.
Okay,
I got two other.
Hey,
no, I've been saying what are we doing? Are we actually going to race?
Ryan.
Listen, go ahead.
I'm not trying to pressure you to do a second race. You bought it up, and I obliged you with it. So
I asked you whatever you want to run tape while you was down there.
I don't know. I don't comprehend what you're saying. I can't even hear you right now.
I know.
Because
the only thing in my mind right now
is killing Dirty Diana. That's all I hear. I don't hear no tape.
But what if you
don't
kill her?
Nobody else.
Well, I'm going to ask you this. What if you don't kill her? What you going to do then?
Okay.
You have to start thinking about your lose speech. Like, what are you going to say?
Well,
like, if you lose, you got to... You can't. So you can freestyle your win speech, but you got to write your lose speech down. You get what I'm saying? That's the one that hurts.
What I'm confused about, you brought up a second race. You brought up a second race, and I bring it back up to you. You say that's not what you're trying to do, but I didn't realize that you was throwing up another man's car. I didn't realize you was doing that. That's what I didn't realize.
It ain't another man. It's a teammate. It's a teammate. You know,
okay,
like you got teammates, don't you?
Huh?
Do you have teammates?
Most certainly.
Okay.
Okay. So with that being said, I just thought I heard you saying dirty gonna do this and dirty gonna do that. And all I said was, hey, you want to get dirty ass right back up there by snapping your neck
turn
off your
off
head?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look.
You know, huh?
Look, this race can't happen fast enough.
Close our way.
Huh?
It can't happen fast enough. Because you know you have everybody that wants you to win. Regardless of what you have or if you capable of winning, they still want to will you to win. Racing don't work that way. Your mom said you can't will somebody to win. You can't. Just because you got a personal feeling against me, that don't make this guy go faster. You know what I'm saying? Racing don't work that way. You got to put in work.
Well, I
that's all I can say.
I was just coming on here. I wasn't coming on here to debate with you. I damn sure don't want.
But
to
I see it every time.
Like
it's every time I. No, but every time I get on, like we know we locked in. We don't have to. Every time you get on here, you hear me. You don't have to get on here and say nothing. Every time you hear me, I don't never say nothing about racing. You like you're not nobody to race to me. You get what I'm saying? Like I don't think about running.
And you know why I'm all up in your ass? Because you ain't nothing to me.
You're not up in my ass. No,
yes,
you're not in my ass.
Oh, I'm gonna be in your ass.
You
on the 25th. On the 25th, I'm gonna be with you on the 25th.
You just misinformed. Hey, what you tell me at that bowling alley? Hold on. What you tell me at that bowling alley? I told you I don't want to know. You know why I don't want to know? Because that's not how I race. You know what I'm saying?
What's your point?
That's just how I race. I race different.
Did I hear you say? Why come on the phone?
What did
when
I tell
I hear you?
You
talking or something like that?
No, but what did I tell you?
I don't know.
What did I tell you? I told you.
I don't comprehend.
Yeah, but what did I tell you? I say, yeah, I know you don't, but I told you. I say, look, I say, I don't even want to know, man. I say, I don't care, because that's how I race. Like, I don't care what type of car you have. I don't care what's in it. I ain't lock you into no steps because I just feel that nobody here is faster than me. That is the way I feel. You get what I'm saying? I just feel y'all haven't been faster than me. Like, I don't know what y'all run, but y'all trying to figure out what I run. But I'm just saying that's what gets people messed up. That thinking in their mind.
Did you just say something that didn't make sense?
No, I said everything I said makes sense.
Well,
if you said
I'm worried about how fast you're going, how fast your car can go, that is a total lie.
Okay.
So no, I'm not worried.
No, that's the way y'all think. That's the way y'all think. You know how I know that's the way y'all think? Because what you told me. I said they scared racing, man.
So
they scared
you
racing.
I don't want nothing.
Look, I don't even talk numbers. I don't want to know nobody numbers.
I don't know where you're going with this conversation, but I cannot even have this type of little people ass conversation with you. Look forward to April 25th, getting your neck broke. Do we keep that moving?
Why are you getting frustrated? Because it's every Friday that you have with me. It's about the same thing. We don't have to keep talking about racing. Like, every time you hear me, you get on. And that's your prerogative, but we don't have to keep on talking about racing. Like,
so
we
do
don't
you,
be
have, do
you
have,
don't have to
do
keep
you have
saying,
a problem? Do you have a problem with me coming in? You don't want to hear my voice because I'm what's going to happen on the 25th?
I want to hear your voice.
You got
voice.
A problem with that?
I want to hear your voice.
I can't talk.
Hold on.
I can't talk. I was happy. I was
no,
happy
you
to
can
hear
talk.
Your voice. You talked all motherfucking week. I was happy to hear your voice when you came on today. But now you don't even want to hear my voice, so that's fine. We ain't got to talk about
no,
it. No,
I always
want to
hear your voice.
We can leave it alone.
No, but,
well,
but
I was happy to hear your voice.
Like,
I wasn't trying
no,
to go
No, but you always have. See, y'all allow racing to get y'all in a mood where you don't have to feel that way. I don't feel that way. Like,
you
when
said,
I got the phone
you said,
with you, I don't
you
feel
said,
no,
y'all.
I don't feel that type of way. Yeah.
You said
yeah,
y'all.
All y'all
I
feel
never,
that type of way
I,
because.
Well, I know. I, but
I can
you
hear,
said,
I can
you
hear
keep
it.
Saying, y'all. You said you could hear something, but that's the thing. You keep saying about time, what we said about a time and all of that. That don't have nothing to do with me and you racing. You saying things that don't make sense to me. I don't understand what you're saying. Now you saying something like we personal. We y'all taking stuff personal, whatever you're trying to say. But I've never had a personal.
Listen how your conversation then changed.
Only because
I don't have to keep on talking about it. Like, why do I have to keep talking about it?
Okay, all you got to do is say, hey, I'm scared, I'm bending my knee, and I don't want to talk about it no more. And we'll leave it at that.
But talking is not going to make us race faster, because I don't have to wait till Bobby Cole race. You know that, don't you? Talking ain't going to make us get up there no faster. It's not going to speed the time up. I can race before then.
So what is the problem right now? Because you said that I'm taking it personal.
It's not a problem, but we don't have to keep talking.
I'm not taking it personal.
No, we don't. But we don't have to keep talking about it over and over. That's what I'm saying.
We can't shoot the shit with respect. We can't do that.
No, but I'm not hollering.
I'm not disrespecting you. I'm not being personal with you.
I'm not disrespecting. Yeah, but I'm not disrespecting you either. You're saying things like I can hear that you're getting frustrated because
only because
see, none of y'all can outtalk me, outthink me.
I'm not trying to. You mentioned something that had nothing to do with us racing.
No, but I'm mentioning something that has everything to do with us racing. We already locked in. We don't have to keep talking about me and you racing. What is it to talk about? We can talk.
Okay,
we got a million and one things to keep talking about.
We don't have to talk about racing.
Like, what are we locked in already.
Okay. Can I say something?
Are we locked in?
I asked you, can I say something?
No, but I'm asking you a question. Are we locked in?
I asked you, can I say something? And you said he's trying to ask me something else. I asked you, out of respect, I asked you, can I say something?
I mean, but you are free to say whatever you want to say. I can't tell you not to say something.
I don't
want to
talk.
And then
I don't want to talk while you talk. That's why I asked you, can I say something?
But I'm not talking over you where you can't say nothing.
Okay, that's perfectly fine. I didn't forget what the fuck I was trying to say, Ryan.
Wow.
I got motherfucking ADD. So when I need to get this shit out, I ask you, can I get it out? I forget the shit. So that's why I was asking you to let me get it out. And you know, I ain't got no good memory. I forget every goddamn thing. So, goddamn, right? Just let me get the shit out.
Go ahead. Can you get it out right now? Go ahead.
Hell no, I don't remember. I forgot the shit, man. But this is what it is.
Like, you have, and I understand. See, when I race you, I'm racing you. But see, when I race you, other people think I'm racing them. So they're trying to will you to win, but they're not doing nothing for you to win. They're willing you to win. Talking about knock the life out of them? You can't knock the life out of me because they couldn't knock the life out of me. They want you to knock the life out of me, but they couldn't do it. I knocked the life out of them.
Right.
I left them lifeless.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
A rigor okay. mortis set up. I mean, what happened? Like they want you to win, so they can wear that win, but they're not going to be able to wear that win.
Hey, Ryan.
You know what I'm saying? What we're going to do is we're going to prepare these cars, and we're going to go in the battle. And the fastest person that day will win.
Yeah.
The best man wins.
I agree. So, and with that being said, Ryan, you, the
it's
reason
not gonna
why
be
I was talking.
That don't mean, you know, that don't mean that he's faster than me, or I'm faster than him. But that day, that's who's going to determine who's faster. Is what's going to happen that day when one of those wind lights come on, either on the left lane or the right lane.
Hey Ryan, the reason why I was talking.
Yeah. Go ahead.
When I hear you on the phone talking and all of that. For entertainment purposes, I come on to talk to you and promote the event. For the sake of just us promoting it and to help build up the hype for the show. That's the purpose of me coming on and talking with you on the phone about racing. That's
that. But it's nothing personal.
And it's definitely not personal with me. That personal shit, we could throw that in the
trash. I don't ever get personal.
I don't get personal. I'm not with it either. So I'm not with it. You know, I got a tad bit of bipolar shit in me. But other than that, I'm all right. I ain't with all that shit, you know. Don't want none of that. I'm straight. You know, but like for the rest of it, I try to hold my mule. You know, I hear a lot of shit here and there, you know, but I try not to say nothing because since you don't want me to talk to you about racing, I try not to say nothing to you.
But it's not about. See, we already discussed. We already had that discussion. Our discussion was, we're going to race. We locked in. Then the next discussion was, you asked me, man, are you going to race for sure? Like that you have something that I would say I wouldn't race. Like, do y'all think that I'm going to look at your car and see you make a pass and say, oh, no, I don't want none of that. That's not how I operate. So that's how we end up locking the whole body in. That's how we locked the whole body in, to ensure that I'm going to race. Because you were questioning whether I was going to race or not.
Yeah, because they told me to pay punk outs and shit like that. But what they won't say is,
how many did I receive? I'm more on the receiving end than I am on the giving end.
And that's good. Yeah, yes, sir.
They never say that. You know what I'm saying? They never will say that because this is the part of what they say. Of course, if something wrong with my car, I'm going to pay a punk out. But there's nobody that has a G-body that sit like me or look like me that I won't run. It's impossible.
Right.
I got the fastest G-body out there, and I'm standing on it. You can go call whoever. Mm-hmm. And tell them I'm going to be down at Bobby Cole race. I have the fastest G-body that look like mine, all steel, all glass, a nitrous car, right now in the fucking country. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And they not going to do nothing. They not going to do nothing to stop me.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
The way I feel about it is I'm the king of my town. I feel, who the fuck the trigger man? Whoever said that, I'm talking about me. I ain't talking about no goddamn body else. I'm talking about me. I feel like I'm the king of my kind. And that's how I feel.
I don't think nobody
gonna beat me.
everybody has their right to feel that way, but see, this is what I learned in life. This is what I learned. Everybody not going to be a winner in life. That's a myth. You know what I'm saying? That's a myth. Everybody can't be a winner.
Yeah.
It has to have. We have to have losers in order to have winners.
Mm-hmm.
You follow what I'm saying?
So you're saying it takes all different types of people to make the world go round?
Yeah, you got to have winners and you got to have losers. Everybody not meant to be fucking winners. You know why they're not meant to be winners? Because they're not going to do what a winner needs to do.
Right.
They're not going to do what it. They're not going to do what it for a winner to do. That's why.
Okay.
You want to
get it?
Like,
I get it.
They can't. Yeah. They can't wheel like drag races. Is not drag races. Is not. That's what I'm saying. Like, people got to practice to beat me. You can't. You can't just go out there and just beat me. You have to practice. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just can't put a car together until I'm going to shake it down one time. And I said, you got to practice. That's all a person has to do is just practice. Practice make perfect. You got to practice to beat me. You have, hey, I didn't have people that say I ain't putting no work in. I didn't have people to say I spend this, I spend that. That's drag racing. You know what I'm saying? You have to spend money to win, because if you don't spend money, you won't win. I can guarantee you that. If you don't spend an adequate amount of money, you won't win. It's impossible. So it's not a big deal.
Forget,
I'm just saying, like,
don't forget, it take 2 years to get your shit right and all that. I heard all that shit from you, Ryan. That's perfect.
No, it don't take two years to get your car right. It don't take that. Because I know you want me to tell you this? On the third pass that we lay down, it'd be the fastest pass. Like, we go straight from slow to fast. We go from 0 to 60 extremely fast. Because we deal with people that know better. It ain't nothing wrong with that. You get what I'm saying? Like, it don't take long.
Okay.
It don't take 2 years. It just take a person that's knowledgeable to make it happen.
Mm.
When did you get to 2 years? I didn't ever say it take 2 years. Where'd you get that from?
You told me that in the past.
I never tell you it take you 2 years. I don't know how long it. I don't know how long it take you to.
That was a comment you made when you was joking.
I don't know,
but. You're good at tripping. You're good at saying shit and then saying you didn't say it. So I get that. I love that about you.
But why would I? I don't know. See, you have to hear it from me. See, you can't sit here just like you said.
Hey, Ryan,
I never called you wrong.
Something must be. But listen, Ryan, I simply said directly to you that you told that to me in the past. Didn't you hear me say that?
That it take you 2 years to get your car in order?
I never seen your car.
I don't know nothing about you.
But he said, you said
never,
in order
I never
get,
knew nothing about your car. I never knew nothing about your car.
Nevertheless,
I don't
that's
know.
The comment.
How would I know?
Regardless,
what is this?
Regardless,
how would I know?
Regardless of the fact,
impossible for
you
me to
still
say something
made,
like that.
It's nothing. It's not
a big
deal, first of all, sir.
No, but it's impossible for me to make a statement like that because I don't know when you get your car.
I don't know how many races you have. You probably say so much out your mouth, your brain don't let you remember what you say. But you have.
I know exactly what I said to me.
This is one thing. I can't keep going in a circle.
But I'm asking this.
It don't matter.
No,
we
but
let
I'm asking
that go.
This. When have Let's somebody ever told what you just said? You said my brain can't do what?
I've heard you.
What
say
did you say
things.
About my brain? No, what did you
I
say about my
say,
what did you say about my brain?
The problem is now you're not listening and you're steady talking.
No.
I'm trying to answer your question about my brain function. What I'm saying
no, but
to
you,
you
said
is,
something derogatory about my brain function. Like, why would you say that?
What did I say? Tell me what the fuck I said. Since you're not here, you won't let me talk. You tell me what I said.
No, but you said something derogatory about my brain function. I wouldn't
what
do you
did
like
I
that.
Say derogatory?
I do you.
What did I say
I
derogatory
I
to you?
I wouldn't. Hey, Leroy,
what did
I wouldn't,
say
you,
to
I wouldn't
you?
Say nothing derogatory about your brain function.
What did I say to you?
I would
derogatory.
Not, hold on. I would never say nothing derogatory about your brain function.
Tell me what I say about
you
your brain
saying?
Function. So
man, you don't
me,
do stuff like
you,
that to each other.
You telling me, listen to me.
Man, you
me,
don't do stuff. But me and you don't stuff like that to each other.
I told you. Okay, if I'm talking and you talk over the top of me, that's not fair. That's not respectful. I'm not doing it to you. If you're talking over me and won't let me get a word out, we just be quiet. Now you're telling me I said something derogatory to you, and I didn't. I said you said something to me. You just described my brain function. You talking over me while
I'm talking,
and
you were saying that it was inadequate.
Okay.
No, but
we can stop talking then.
You asked me what you said.
Say what?
Man, look at it like this here, man. Look.
No. Let
your only team.
Go ahead, finish talking, Ryan. Let him finish talking.
No, but you said. You said something that my brain function was inadequate. That's what you said.
You telling the damn lies.
You didn't say it in those words.
I didn't say anything.
I use my own vocabulary.
Well, I didn't
say
shit.
Go ahead and repeat
shit.
What you said.
No, you didn't talk over me enough. I'm done talking.
No, but like, you don't have to get mad. What are you getting mad about?
Because you kept talking over me.
I wouldn't ever mention nothing.
You just did it again.
Okay. So you want me to, this is a talk show. So you think that we're going
to
be able to? We're not in the physical.
Talking,
so
it's okay for me
we
to
own
talk
two
over
telephones.
You. While you talking, it's okay for me to come right over the fucking top of you and start talking. Is that fair? That's
hey,
not
people
fair.
People can say, "Hey, it's
I'm
fair."
I'm not trying
it's
to talk over
you.
You.
To be.
You, I'm doing you the way you just got through doing me. That's not fair.
But I don't have no problem with it because we're on a talk show.
But no, that's not fair. We supposed to respect each other better than that.
But
and you said to me, you telling me I said something derogatory to you and I didn't.
Well, I took it derogatory because you were trying to explain to me my brain function is inadequate. That's what you just said.
What I said to you was,
I heard it. That's what
you
said.
You told me in the past that it was going to take me at least 2 years to get the car ready. And you said it on a recorded show. So you said you didn't say that. And I said that you're saying things, you say so much you don't remember what you said. That's all I'm saying to you. Now, if that offended you, I would hope that you're not that sensitive. And I'm not trying to offend you. But look, we ain't got to talk about it no more, man. I just see you on the 25th, and we'll deal with that. We'll deal with the race and get that shit on out of the way. We ain't got to say nothing else about it. But the answer
to your
question about me trying to disrespect you or whatever you're trying to say, that ain't never my intent at all. And I damn sure don't even like arguing and going back with nobody on no damn phone.
Shit.
Okay. All right, I'll talk to y'all later, man.
Yeah, man. All I know is up in the Midwest here, and maybe even in the South, we the only team trying to challenge y'all. We know what we're going up against. We know y'all some bad motherfuckers. We know y'all got some badass hot rods. And we the only team trying to get y'all some action up this way. When you travel,
what
all
you
the worry from us. Who else is challenging y'all?
There's nobody else.
We are the only team. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
That's,
so when
that's
y'all travel,
I appreciate it.
When y'all travel, we're 100% behind y'all. You understand? We ain't got nothing against y'all. We're just trying to bring action up this way, too. And we know y'all got some hella fast hot rods, and they ain't easy to whoop y'all. So if we can't whoop y'all, we're going to keep on trying.
No, Oh, yeah, but there ain't nothing wrong with that. But, like, you can't bring action up here until we have a place where we can race and engage. Like, right now, they doing exactly what they need to do.
We're working on that, too.
But
they working on that,
yeah,
too. But if we have to, if we have to still travel to race y'all, going to do that. If the track ain't adequate enough for us, then if we have to travel to race y'all, we going to do it. We know 131 to get there.
But it ain't no big. It ain't no big deal about, you know, like this. See, you know, the crazy part about this, everybody get mad but me. I don't get mad. People say things. I just listen. It don't bother me. You know why it don't bother me? Because I know the outcome of how things go. You get what I'm saying? Like, it don't bother me. Like, my neck will be leaning to the left. My neck will be leaning to the right. Every Friday, we're going to have that same conversation. All what I was saying was, like, why do we have to keep saying the same thing over? We locked in. We got the whole pot locked in. It ain't really, other than we could talk about racing in general to make a general statement, but we don't have to talk about me and y'all keep racing every time. I don't bring that up. I don't care to talk about it because I see that it's bringing tension, because every time that we get on the phone, I'm not go allow somebody to talk over me and just say anything. But I'm not going to say anything to people. Like, I don't curse people out.
You trust me, ain't no tension. Ain't no tension in this at all.
Yeah.
No tension in this at all.
Leroy,
he ain't
got
no tension at all.
Why is he mad? What is he mad about? He don't have to.
He was just saying the way
that
the conversation went.
It didn't go nowhere.
Well, that's it, man. It's cool. Fine, no. He just didn't like talking over y'all. Couldn't talk to each other like gentlemen, you know. What do you like to do? You like talk like gentlemen instead of talking one on top of the other.
Yeah, but that's when you talk like that, you have to have that in the physical. You have to have a conversation in the physical. Over a telephone, you can't referee a telephone call. That's the luxury of having a telephone. But when we get in the physical, that our conversation, like, if he want to talk, I'll listen to him with reason. If when I want to talk, he'll listen to me with reason. There's nothing wrong with that. But
you
I was
got
just
a couple
explaining
of people that can get
that,
together and talk. You know, they got phone that goes see. They're going to let the other person talk and the other person talk one at a time, you know. So sometimes it get a little heated and the other person, I do the same shit. I be wanting to say what I want to say, and I be talking on top of people. They be talking on top of me. So I know what you mean by that, but it don't always have to be.
What I try to do is I try to refrain from cursing and saying different things. Like, I'm going to have your neck laid over to the left, your neck laid over to the right. I don't have to talk like that. What am I going to say like that? That's not an illustrating. Yeah, but it don't mean nothing, though. Like, what do you mean? It's like a waste of vocabulary. It's either one of us going to turn the wind light on and one of us going to turn the nothing on. You follow what I'm saying?
That's right.
Like, that's what's going to happen.
May the best man win.
The fastest car go win
that
day. That
time.
That don't mean that it's that one
that
car.
Day, that's right.
Yeah, at that time.
Right.
When people say,
that's a myth, but
that's a lie when people say the fastest car don't always win. That's a lie. The fastest car do win that day. And at that time. He's faster at that time.
Yeah, that's right.
You follow what I'm saying?
There you go.
Yeah, so that's a lie. That's a myth. That's like,
I'm
100% like a
with
you
on
teach.
That. I had to straighten somebody out with that same guy.
Yeah, but, you know, people mad at me because I won't say the stuff they want me to say and I won't do what they want me to do. You get what I'm saying? I won't go to these junk tracks and run my car to junk track. They feel I shouldn't say the things I say, which I don't say too much or nothing. I just tell people, like, I had somebody tell me, you ain't putting no work in. Hey, buddy, I go to work every damn day. So if they ain't putting in work, then what is? You know what I'm saying? They don't understand it because they mentally are not there to understand that we don't think on the same wave path. So when somebody say
you
stuff like that, I just think,
Ryan?
Okay, I don't have to.
Riding high, and, hey, ain't nothing wrong with it. Ride that wave as long as you can.
Man, it ain't. Man, I'm confident. That's what it is. I'm confident. I have a strong team, just like y'all confident. Y'all have a strong team.
Well,
you follow me, but why get mad at me because I'm confident? Yeah, but listen to this though. This is the killing part. Watch this. I'm about to paint that everybody, anybody gonna understand. It always mentions, like when I bring up racing or whatever the case may be, it's always mentioned that whatever money I spent or how I spent it, but I work every day. So guess what? If I work every day, I should be able to spend whatever money I want to spend it in my way. Because if these people had and worked as hard as I did, then they'll have something. You get what I'm saying? But they don't be working hard, and they don't do what they need to do in their life, so they ain't going to have nothing. So why always try to figure out what I'm doing or what I spent? And that ain't fair to me. I'm being penalized because I work hard every day. You get what I'm saying? That don't make sense. I'm a hard worker. I go to work. When a lot of people be at home playing footsie with their girlfriend, their wives, I be at work. You know what I'm saying? I have to work.
Yeah.
It's just I appropriate whatever I can appropriate to my race program. And if I'm just giving somebody and whoever this applies to, if you ain't got the finances to race on our level, then I may not be the person that you need to race with because I'm going all out.
Yo.
You get what I'm saying?
Well, see, that's what it's all about because still represent our town. Anybody don't appreciate that, y'all being Chi-Town, because you having success and you got the confidence you got. They got the problem. You ain't got the problem. They got the problem because now you give them the ability to say, hey, you come to us. We got. I've been bragging on Chi-Town Most Wanted since I found out about them. You know, especially when the Grudge thing came on when they started doing the shows and going south. Well, damn sure pump my fist for them every time they win. This is against us.
Oh, yeah.
That's different because we from the same area trying to grab the same attention.
But this is what I want people to hear. See, when you come from Chicago, it's just something about our ignorant-ass people. Like, everybody, like, nobody wants nobody to succeed from Chicago because when we go down south, we're not racing one or two people. We're racing when they know we're coming down and we may have an advantage. Guess what they do? They'll take a motor out of somebody's car, an opposition car, and put in their car. But they don't want the North to win. But watch this. But when I go down there, they say, oh, he found out that, what's the guy locked in, that Malibu? I never even heard of the guy's name. Don't give a hell about who he is, what he is, because he have not done nothing in my eyesight that I should respect, that white guy. So since I didn't go down there and spend my money to go 10 hours away in the rain on the day that I'm locked in, they say, oh, man, he's scared. He's scared to run that car. If they knew what I have as far as the caliber of car, why would I be scared of something like that? You get what I'm saying?
Right.
About 30 minutes ago, I just explained I have the fastest all-steel, all-glass G-body in the country. That's a nitrous car, a garage car. There's no other one that I think can whip me. The only thing they have to do is get up there because I feel that way. The only thing they got to do is say, Ryan, well, we feel otherwise. Let's lie 1,000 or 2,000 on 5 or 10. Then we'll settle it. But you can't sell it in no conversation. You know what I'm saying? But when we go south, there's no camaraderie with the guys from up here to say, oh, we're going to stand behind them. But they should, because they cause are not on that type of level. Like, I help people out that I will race against. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's people that I will race against that I try to help out. If they need something that I get, I give it to them. That don't mean that I have to stop racing them. But it just too much hatred, man.
Right.
It's a lot of hatred for no reason. They want me to lie and tell them, look, they want me to lie and say my car's slow. It ain't slow. What the fuck I'm going to lie for? Because, sure. See, it's no reason to lie no more and say it ain't fast because, see, I did that first coming out, but that didn't help because nobody still raced me. I ran two people from up here. And I locked in, I don't know, countless of people. And a lot of them paid me to punk out. And I paid one person from up here to punk out. But I had a tremendous amount of chances to race people from up here, but they didn't have the heart to get up there. So now they mad at me. They mad that I won't race here. They mad when I beat them. And they mad that they don't have the finances to go as fast as I go. Just work hard, and you'll get it. It's simple.
You know, they had that that love-hate thing with Muhammad Ali. He was whooping people so that bragged about it, and they said he talked too much. But, hey, he was bagging it up. You know what I'm saying? So that love-hate things happen, man.
Muhammad Ali went to the grave with knowing he was one of the best fighters, one of the best fighters, not the best fighter, but one of the best fighters that ever fought in the sport of boxing.
Right.
And it wasn't because of his record, but it was because of the contenders he was going against. You get what I'm saying? He was going against real fighters.
He was right here.
Like, You don't hear people talk about Floyd Mayweather like that. But you always hear people say Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, Holyfield, George Foreman. You know what I'm saying? Those people have put in work.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm always my hat to Floyd too, because he still did what no other boxer. He did, even at his weight.
Yeah, he had
to look at the heavyweight, knowing that.
Yeah.
So. Also, I'm going to tip my hat off to that man.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mind getting people credit where credit is due. Not that it means shit, you know, but I get it.
I'm going to say this. For all my haters that's listening to me talk right now, you don't have to hate on me. Only thing you have to do is get in the lane next to me and race me. That's it. Just race me.
What's up?
I think I'm a limit coming on these shows, because if I get that much hatred, y'all don't deserve to have me on here. You know what I'm saying? If I would get that much hate, y'all don't deserve to have me on these shows.
Sometimes people don't hate you like you think. Sometimes it be a judgment.
Oh, no, they...
Because of maybe what a few people may say. But...
Oh, yeah, but ain't nobody...
You
well
respected
in this
game, bro.
What? I'm going to tell you... Now, I'm going to say this. Not only in this game, I'm well respected everywhere. Game, in the work atmosphere, in the street, I'm respected every damn where. But what is to talk about? Like, why is a person a hater for no reason? Then get themselves in order. See, I never hated on nobody. I don't hate on people. Because, see, in my mind, haters are like faggots. You know what I'm saying? Like, they like homosexuals. It's a woman tendency to be a hater. And I stay clear. I stay clear anything associated with being weak and being a damn hater. I'm not going to say I hope this person
some
loses.
Guys, so I
want this person to get.
Some guys that I grew up with, man. I swear to God. Ain't mine. Oh, they had everything they wanted to have and more than most people have. They felt people disliked them, and they didn't. It was all in their fucking mind. A lot of people put that shit in their head. You know, love them because they always believe that people hate them that don't. I wouldn't look at it that way, man, because everybody's going to feel the way you might think they feel.
I'll say this.
Right now, man.
This is what I will say. For the haters, you don't have to hate on Ryan. The only thing you got to do is invest in your race program. If you can't beat me, don't say nothing to me. Don't say nothing derogatory about me. You don't have to judge my character because y'all don't know me. You get what I'm saying? If they did know me, they wouldn't even say nothing to me at all because they know it don't go nowhere, like it's a waste of time. This is racing. This ain't nothing to me but just to pass time because I ain't got shit else to do. I done traveled the world. I don't know how many goddamn times I done been to every place I wanted to be. I done did all out. So this is what I want to do. I want to race and beat the hell out of some people. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, God bless. Well,
yeah.
A hobby is your sport. That's
whatever.
What you love doing. That's right.
I had somebody else tell me, oh, only thing you know how to do is log in a team viewer. That's passing judgment. You get what I'm saying? Like, no one ever can get on here and claim that I'm a damn fool. But they pass judgment on something, so that makes them ignorant. See, ignorant is not having knowledge of self. And see, not having knowledge of self is to talk down on somebody else that you don't have knowledge of. You follow what I'm saying? If you don't have knowledge about this person, why would you paint a picture? Like me being a man, I don't paint pictures of people that I don't know because it makes you look foolish. But I had somebody to say, the only thing you know how to do is log in to team viewer. But I had that person and whatever they say, they can feel whatever they want to feel. But at the end of the day, I had all this stuff well before everybody had it. It ain't none to me. Because long as they go sell it, I'm going to have it. You get what I'm saying?
Sure.
So people shouldn't pass judgment on other people.
It's true.
But I'm going to stay clear of these shows, man. I'm going to stay clear of these shows because I see there's a lot of hatred on here. If y'all hating me like that, y'all don't deserve to be on the phone with me. You get what I'm saying? Y'all don't deserve to be on the phone with me. Y'all don't deserve to be on the phone.
I don't hate you, brother.
I know you don't.
A whole lot of people don't hate you.
Yeah, I know you don't.
Good about you.
Y'all, it's a lot of people do. Hey, look.
Hey.
It's a lot of people that do. For the haters in the background, y'all don't even deserve to be in my square. You get what I'm saying? So the people that know, see, the people that's hating them, they never will come over there and talk to me because they have hate in them. But I'm glad they don't come talk to me because then it's just one less person I got to whoop on. You get what I'm saying? So I try to stay my distance from people.
Yes.
That's all.
So.
Like, I know who with me. Like, they made a statement and said, I didn't mention certain people when I said they was on my team, but I don't have to say who on my team. That's why I rekindled and said, man,
right. Everybody
that know they on my team, they know who they are. You get what I'm saying? Everybody that's
right. Affiliated
with me, they know what they do. They do what we do for each other. You follow what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
I guess so.
It ain't that they sacrifice for me. I sacrifice for other people. I do whatever it takes. I've always been that way.
Mm-hmm.
I do whatever it takes for my people. You get what I'm saying? But for the people that's sitting here listening to me talk, and they some pussies, and they want to hate on me, go find something else to do, because you can't beat me at nothing. You get what I'm saying? You can't beat me at life.
Well,
you can't beat me with these goddamn hands. You can't outwork me. You'll never be faster than me. You get what I'm saying? Tell me the people that's in the back. Because it's somebody back there saying, I hate that end. I hate him.
Mm-hmm.
If you put in as much work as I did, you wouldn't have to feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
So,
just
glad to see
man.
Y'all
like,
doing
why
what y'all doing,
judge
man.
People like that. Oh yeah, but I'm glad. I'm glad that y'all. This is what I'm glad. I'm glad that y'all bringing action to, like, to me and to my team. You follow what I'm saying? That's what I'm glad. I'm glad that y'all bringing action because everybody else cowards.
Oh man.
Everybody else mentioning why I ain't running. Hey, everybody else mentioning. See, it's different if you're a fan. If you're a fan, you say, man, Ryan, why you don't like little kids? They come to me and say, like three little grandson. See, I love him to death because he's an innocent kid. And he say, you going to run that car? And I say, I may run it. You know what he say? Man, you going to get your ass beat, you run that car. I appreciate that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but when it comes to, and he be serious. And then if I mention the car, that he feels that I'm a win, he'll say, hey, look, if it's a car that he feels that I'm a win, I say, what you gonna bet me on that when I run that car? I don't know about him. And then he started describing why he ain't gonna bet. No, I ain't messing with him. No, you gonna win that one. But anytime that I go against somebody that he feels that I'm gonna lose against, he's like, man, you gonna get your ass kicked. I love that because he's an honest, genuine kid, right? If they would build him a car, and like I know that it's gonna be his, I help them do it because he got a love for the sport. And it's just genuine. He don't have no hate towards me because he ain't old enough to hate. See, he ain't learned that hate or jealousy yet. You get what I'm saying? Like Petey. Petey's not no hater. He never say nothing with hatred. You get what I'm saying? Like that, I like genuine people like that. But it's just these tainted grown people that they have cars, but instead of them saying that, they'll say, why you ain't running such and such? Why you ain't doing? But they have a car. Why you ain't running me? Answer that question. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Are you scared? No, I'm not scared. I'm letting everybody know. This is what I'm letting everybody know. From the straightness, from the Keishas, from the John Waynes, from the Miss Grahams, all of them can get it. But just because I don't want to go where they want me to go, and I don't want to race, like, see, I was oblivious to what was going on when I tried to lock Jamie in. Jamie them got a fast car. It's a clean car. I'm a fan of the car. You follow what I'm saying? I like the car. But I didn't know I was getting caught up in a web because I thought that I could lock them in just like I lock anybody else in. But you got to jump through so many hoops to lock these people in. In their mind, they doing it for like... They want to do it as somebody at their race so they can, like, get financially stable behind it. Well, not, I ain't going to say stable behind it, but they want a financial gain behind it. But, see, I don't look at it that way. I look at it as this is the place where I'm going to be at. So why we want to race here? So I heard them say, we ain't run that no Bobby Cole race. Why we don't run that Jamie race? I don't even know them like that to know. How would I know when Jamie Race is? They don't invite me there. You follow what I'm saying? If they had enough, see, at the end of the day, Ryan is a businessman. That's all what Ryan is. It's a businessman. If they had enough sense, you know what they'll do? They'll call me, they'll get my number, and they'll talk directly to me. And they'll say, man, Ryan, you know if we do a race at my race, you know it's going to be a lot of people come down there. Right? To see us race. How much would it take for you to come down there? I say, I'm going to pay this person. I'm going to pay this person. I'm going to give me a hotel room. I'm going to have this. I'm going to have that. Then I'm going to have a total. They say, man, let's come down there. Because do you know how many people that's going to come see me and him race? I would watch this. I would guarantee if we could put that on pay-per-view, people will buy it. The people that's not going to come. because they want to see it. You get what I'm saying? But they not businessmen. So they don't think the way I think. With me, if y'all bring me an opportunity and ain't it go insult my intelligence or insult my integrity, then I'll go. If it's gonna make, if it's gonna mean business, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But they don't think about it that way. They'll rather not race me. They'll never. They'll rather not get financial gain because no one's gonna come to those races anticipating nobody running those that car that I can run. So what they should do is revert and say, man, you know what? He do got a good idea to bring both the cars there, because if we bring both the cars there, you gonna have people from the north that wanna see me race and get fucked up. So they gonna come.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got people. Then you got people.
Oh shit!
Huh?
Fuck that! People see me you race in Chicago,
what?
Motherfucker. Let's do it in Chicago, motherfucker. Let me you race in Chicago, motherfucker.
But then you tell. Well, hold on. But then this what you do. I'm not going to say you can lock my car in, but see, three, look, you got to the point where like, only thing you got to do is, if you want to see me race in Chicago, tell them to bring that car to Chicago and watch me race. Because
well,
then
say,
we
I'm
both going down the same track.
How much you need for a run in Chicago? I'm going to get your crew.
I don't need nothing to run in Chicago. I don't need nothing to run in Chicago.
Let me run every 13, motherfucker.
You said where?
41, motherfucker. Lock your ass. Every 13 at 41.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not taking, I ain't taking my car. No, I ain't taking my car over there. No, I ain't taking it. I'm not taking it. I'm not taking it over there until they got a fast car going down through there.
Get the desk here, you little motherfucker. All this fucking women in the background, you little motherfucker.
Hey, I won't look.
Hey,
you
don't mention my name, you faggot, fat bitch, motherfucker. Don't mention my name, bitch.
Damn.
Hey, look. Hey, hold on. Watch this. Hey, three, look.
Hey, what up, Ron?
Why you won't tell Damien them to lock me in for Leroy in them race and tell him to bring Keisha up here? Why you won't do that?
I ain't never thought about it. I will. Hey,
I'm going to say this. Won't that help?
Stop. I'll make better run Kate than Leroy race, motherfucker. I can do that.
Huh?
Nah. I'll make better run Kate than Leroy, motherfucker, race.
I'm gonna tell you this. So we don't waste each other time. Ain't neither one of them gonna run their car in no 41.
Cal City,
or Tate. They ain't going to run their car there.
But why you tell me that Jimmy Ram car is going to run you there? What's the good with your car?
I'll run my car there because I'm going against an opponent that's equally as fast as me. That's why.
Oh, you think he's faster than you?
Say it again.
You think he's faster than you?
No, I say equally as fast as I am. So we'll
hey, Ron,
be equal.
Hey, Ron, I know you're just talking about yourself, what about
yeah.
the car, which I know you're not inside. I'm trying to give you a little breakdown. That's how you rest your mouth on. That's all. I just talking shit.
Hey, we can't hear you, three, love. Get that dick out
yeah,
your mouth so we can hear you a little bit.
Hey, look.
Hey, I ain't got around doing
hey,
my
but
mind.
If you
just
lock...
Good job, little bitch ass nigga.
Hey, but watch this.
No, my man.
Hey, watch this. Hey, three, look, have you ever thought about that since we got people here, like, I don't care about people benefiting off me, because they people been doing that, they like, since I've been around. I don't care about that. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, have you ever thought about, if you actually give a fuck about Leroy like you say, why you don't tell Jamie them to run me at his race? You don't think I'm running at his race?
Do it, I ain't got a problem telling him that nigga ain't run with you.
Yeah, but I'm asking, but hold on, watch this. Why they won't do it?
I don't know. I'm not saying they is. I'm not saying they. I don't know, but I'm going to find out tonight, though.
He didn't say they won't. You can't hear him, though. Three Love, would you get your dick out your mouth, man? We can't even hear you.
That's your job, father. I know your mouth has a fucking dick, nigga. That ain't my job, bitch ass nigga.
I can't do it. I'm not value right now. If I was value, I'd pull your dick out your mouth. I'm not value right now. I don't know where you're at.
You got
Ryan
in your mouth, motherfucker, and take dick another side.
No,
boy.
Okay, but I'm just saying, though, could
you
get them to lock your man in at Leroy Ray's, man?
You don't think I'll go there and run that damn car?
I got to find out. Shout it there at the track. When they leave the track, I'm going to find out.
Man, call him then.
Hey, so I'm asking y'all this. Who going to be a bad motherfucker there at that race? Is it going to be me because I'll run at my home track? That in the words of Big Eddie? Or will it be them for traveling up here and running me at a track that neither one of us ran at before? Which one? Which one will be a bad motherfucker?
The winner, whoever win that motherfucking race.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? But watch this. Hey, Big Eddie, you hear what I'm saying? You see what I'm drawing up? But listen to this, though. I'm not a bad motherfucker that I travel 10.5 hours down to down south where they got the track every week and every weekend, and I got to go down there periodically to test. But I'm not a bad motherfucker. But they're a bad motherfucker if they come here and race and beat me. That don't make sense.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. I'm get them locked in.
I'm going to find out tonight, Ryan. I'm going to find out tonight for you, okay?
Yeah, but get like, that's all I'm asking. Like, treat me fairly. See, that's why
I'm
saying,
I don't hate
see,
you, my dog. You know, you
I,
my
you
dog.
Ain't,
you no
hold on.
I
oh,
like
yeah.
You my dog,
but I'm going to say this. Yeah, but I'm going to say this. Three Lugs. You probably did a whole lot of fucked up shit in your life. Like, but I'm going to tell you, you did a couple of good things. Your grandson, he's neutral when it comes to stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And your son, he's neutral. When they see me, they don't have no hate. They'll say, no, nah, we ain't going to run you or you going to get your ass beat. Oh, no, you going to win that one. We going to pay with you on. That's how people need to be. But anytime I get up there, you have a grown old ass man that'll say, every time I get up there, you gonna lose. That's because they have hatred. That's because they some whole ass motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? But you got two young men from the west side and two different age brackets. One about 11, 12 years old. Well, 10, how old is your grandson? About 10, 11, 12 years old?
13.
Yeah, he's 13 years old. He'll never say, when I ask him, he say, Ryan, you going to run this car? And I say, yeah, I'll probably run it. He say, yeah, you'll beat him. Then I say, what about this car? Nah, you'll get your ass kicked. Nah, you get your ass kicked, man. I'm like, you sure? He was like, yeah. He was like, man, they ride. So then I say, what about this car? Now, you got him. I'll bet with you on him. I know it ain't going to look right, but I'll bet with you on him. Yeah, you'll get him. But then look. So I start drawing.
You know,
so I'm like,
Ryan, you know,
I'm like
that, this. Tyler taught him that shit. Sneer taught him that shit.
Look, hey, but listen. Hey, but watch this. I'm going to tell you how sharp he is. See? See, now, I'm going to tell you something, Three Love, that you probably know, but it's coming from somebody else. That little boy's sharp. You know how I know he's sharp? Because he's thinking as fast as I'm.
Watch that car right here, man. Watch that car right here.
Hey, look, he's thinking. Hey, but watch this, though. He's thinking as fast as I'm thinking. You know, if he don't play chess, I would encourage him to learn how to play chess because he'll be a real good contender because he can think fast.
Uh-huh.
You know what I start doing? I start drawing a line with the West Side cars. I say, what about this car? Nah, he going to beat that car. Then I'm like, what about that car? No. I said, so you telling me I ain't gonna be no West Side. No, you ain't be none from the West Side. He know what the rivalry is. You ain't be none from the West Side. You can hang that up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking like, man, he's that sharp. He that sharp to pick that up right there and there. Then I say, what about if I beat one of those West Side cars? Man, that ain't gonna happen. You get what I'm saying? He's sharp.
Skin got him like that, Ryan. Skin got him like that.
But what about Petey? Because Petey's sharp, too. Mm-hmm. Petey will say, oh, yeah, you'll get him. He's like, I don't know, but you'll get him. He said, I know you'll get him. Like, they know what's going on, but it's just like, but that's what I like. I like being around genuine people. You will say that. Oh, no, you're going to fuck him up, but when you run against Leroy, I'm betting with Leroy. Like, y'all know the adversity and the disadvantages for me running Leroy. You get what I'm saying? Like, we all know that.
Yeah.
My car,
right.
The way my car looks, it don't, like, a G-body shouldn't, in my eyes, a G-body shouldn't race no damn Camaro. In my eyes, but two cars can race. You follow what I'm saying?
Right.
But as far as, like, the way that y'all cars look, y'all cars are made to be aerodynamic from the factory. I'm getting a car that's a G-body. I'm turning it into something that it was never meant to be. But y'all have Camaros. Like, that's why everybody get Camaros, because of the wheelbase. Like, the parts are very, very accessible. But, you know, like, I don't know why Puerto Rican Pizza have a hate for me. I ain't never done nothing. He told me the other day, only thing you know how to do is log in to TeamViewer. You know what I'm saying?
He don't hate you, right? Hey, watch this.
I spoke to him once. We was at Byron. I said, hey, man, what's going on? He ain't say nothing. I said, well, then, hey, I see exactly what it is. You get what I'm saying? Like, right. Don't invite me to a good party. But don't allow because everybody else feeling around you determine how you feel about me. Because one day you may need me. You follow what I'm saying? That's how I move around in Chicago the way I do, because if I ever was into it with somebody, I don't mind being humble and say I need that person. You follow what I'm saying?
Right.
So if a person ever been locked up before, you don't get locked up from everybody from your neighborhood. You get locked up with motherfuckers that you was into it with. But guess what? You may only see one familiar face down there. You locked up with the whole Illinois.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
guess who you got to count on? You got to count on a person that you familiar with, but y'all was into it with each other.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You may have the same people down there, but you familiar with this person. You got years in with this person. Guess what you got to do? You form an ally through the BS that y'all come through, and y'all become best of friends. That's called being
mm-hmm.
me. Don't judge a person based on what somebody else is saying.
Good point.
I ain't never been your own dog.
You get what I'm saying? Like, of course, you go to the county, you're going to be locked up with every shit. I remember I was down there. I was locked up with, I don't know how many people from off 75th. I probably
mm-hmm.
locked in with about 50 people on the indictment off 75th. They thought I had an indictment. I said, hell no, I ain't got no mother. I said, y'all was down there fucking around in front of the goddamn
alcoholic out there at Home Depot, D.D. said.
Bullshit. But you get what I'm saying? But then you go to the joint, guess what you in there with? You in there with people that say they love you, but you don't know them. So you have to
mm-hmm.
try to realize, do they actually care for you? You get what I'm saying? But you know this motherfucker from wherever your area is. You tell him, man, you remember this went on, that went on. Y'all share stories. Man, you ain't that bad of a guy. You ain't that bad of a guy either. I got your back.
Mm-hmm.
I got yours too. So guess what? We locked in for life. You follow what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's the people that have not been through nothing to have that ill feeling because they never been faced with adversity. You get
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? They never had their back against the wall in a position where they needed somebody. So what I say is, don't don't count me out because the person may need me. And 9 times out of 10, just because a person treat me a certain way, that don't mean I'm going to treat them the same way they did treat me. I still show them, I still give them a clean slate and say, hey, man, there you, you know, like this is, we're not bad people. You don't have to, you don't even know me and you have a dislike for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But that is how people view things. But
yeah.
If you could get Keisha locked in for Leroy Race, here, I'll run him up here. Why wouldn't I?
I'm gonna find out.
Hey, look, that track ain't number 45 minutes away from my damn crib. So why wouldn't I go up there? It's easier to travel 45 minutes than travel 10 hours and 45 minutes.
Good point.
I ain't got to buy no hotel. I can go there 2 or 3 times out of the day and go home and grab me some. I ain't got to eat at the fucking track.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If I need something, I can go buy it from a place that's local. When I'm down south, I got to have so much shit in my damn trailer for if something go wrong. I'm going down there with 3 or 4 mother bottles of nitrous because I don't know nobody down there. What's the people I went down there with?
Detroit boy, Hopper Frank out of business.
You said who?
When you're down in Detroit, you bought anything about Hopper Frank. You took him out of business, goddammit.
What? I was in there in Michigan. It wasn't nothing left. Hell yeah, it wasn't nothing left. Hey, but you know what? Hey, take Tip in there. He said, see, I'm used to dealing with a turbo car. Turbo car, you can manage that car by yourself. You
uh-huh.
know what I'm saying? Because the only thing you got to worry about is cooling it down. Cool it down, put fuel in it, reach the spark plug.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But with a nitrous car, you looking at the tune every pass. You read the spark plug. You don't want to have too much fuel. You don't want to have too less of fuel. Because both ways, you're going to hurt the damn motor. You got to cool the motor down, cool the transmission down. You know what I'm saying? There's all type of stuff you got to look at. Converter press, there's a whole lot of shit you got to look at. But at the end of the day, I wasn't prepared. It was so much shit that I had to do with that car. I had started out planning on driving, but after I looked like, man, I can't drive this motherfucker and work on it.
Good point.
And then I was going to tune my own damn car. I ain't never had a carbureted car. All my shit been fuel injected. Every last car, well, I had one car, a Regal. It had a small block Chevy. I think it was like a 385, a small block Chevy. And a Regal just like I had, like this one. And it had an 8.5 in there. I think it was like a 342 gear, whatever the case may be, just some junk. But it was cool for me because I was just, like, starting to fuck around with racing and shit. And then I ran one of my guys, and he had a supercharged Mustang, and he whooped me. Then I went to go buy a Mustang and built a Mustang, put a blow on it. And ever since then, after I figured out fuel injection, it ain't that as fast as more accurate than a carbureted car. Hey, I hear that. Hey, where's 3Lug at? Where did he go?
I'm right here, Ryan. I'm right here.
Hey, look, listen to this. You talking to a person that didn't have fuel injection shit. Since
97,
98. Or 99.
I don't know what this shit is.
I can hear a car that tells. Hey, listen to this. I can hear a car to know. Hey, you ever see that Paid in Full movie? He said, I can smell a brother that got money. I can hear a car that got fuel injected. You get what I'm saying?
I bet you lying.
Bullshit.
I bet you lying.
Bullshit. You know how I can tell? Hold on. Oh, I bet you $100. You know how I can tell? Because my ears only trained. I don't know what a carburetor. Because I don't know what a carbureted car sounds like. Because I ain't never had one.
Uh-huh.
I could tell what a look. I could tell what a turbo car sell. You said what?
Said that 383 with a carburetor on it.
Yeah, but that wasn't nothing. That shit was so long ago. I can't even tell you. I can't even tell you what it had sound like. It was so long. I couldn't tell you what it sound like. I can't even remember. Hey, you know the crazy part about it? I had blew that motor up, and I bought an oil pan from Shannon, and he knew. See, he looked at the damn motor, and he gave me an oil pan, and he knew that the oil pan was wrong for the motor, because my motor was like one of those L's. What is like a? It was like an LT, an LT1. One of those, yeah, with those center bolts. Yeah, and
now,
he had.
Why would Shannon do you like that?
Hey, look, I got to go with my OG now, crib. I can guarantee I still got that oil pan, man. I still got that damn oil pan. I never could do shit with it.
I hit me about that oil pan. I'm not going to put you as a motherfucking oil pan.
Hey, look. He say, here, come down here and get this oil pan. He gave it to me. I guess it was that second space in his garage. He gave it to me and say, here, that'll work. And then it was so long for me to get my damn motor out of the damn machine shop. And I took them that oil pan. They said, man, this is for an older motor. I said, this motherfucker that gave me a goddamn oil pan, that ain't going to work. I had a fuck. My rod had went through my damn oil pan. That's what I used to work on all my own shit. Yeah, but you get that Keisha going. I'm gonna try. You get that Keisha up here. Yeah.
I'm gonna try.
Hey, look, if you get them to lock in, I give you my word, you will see me there, and you will see my team there.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll beat the hell out of them.
Hey, I know about you. I give my word you're 41.
No, I want to run them.
Okay.
I don't think Three Lug understand. He keep on mentioning other people.
Hey,
imagine
hey,
Keisha owns his name. Keisha, man.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give you your mask on and shit. We can't hear you.
I don't know why I'm gonna your motherfucker at 41. You open your mouth too damn much.
Who? Who you talking about?
She sat down and listen sometimes.
Go ahead. Who
are you talking about?
I did fuck with you sometime, right? I be talking shit to you. She ain't already opened his motherfucking mouth. Shut the fuck up, you fucking peasant.
No. No. No, I would not.
I love you, shorty.
Hey, look.
I love you, mouth.
Hey, look,
I love you,
know. Hey, look.
I love you more.
Hey, look. Hey, you just call him a peasant. Listen to this shit. You know, through Ramadan, I try to refrain from a whole, like, when we fast from a lot of things that we do that ain't likely in the eye of Allah, right? So I try to stay from saying certain things, but it was this white dude at work. My machines, I took a bucket off one of their machines and put it on my machine, and they weren't working for about 2 weeks. So it just so happened, they showed up, and the guy was like, man, give me the bucket back to my machine. So I'm on the phone with Skin and Dog. And I'm just listening to them. But then the guy was like, hurry the fuck up. And he went white, right? But I went off on him. And for some reason, I called him a peasant. I don't know why I called him that. I normally don't talk to people like that. But it just reminded me that you called him one. I called the white guy one.
Oh,
you
man.
Know that day I was on the phone with y'all that morning?
Yeah.
You heard that guy? Yeah, that guy was hollering in the background. I said, hurry the fuck up. Tell him, man, you would get your fucking head split talking to me like that. You a fucking white guy. So I'll play that. See, a brother, I can understand, but you white, man, I don't have no motherfucking mercy for these racist people, man. I got to catch up with that I got somebody I got to catch up with that they didn't know I heard them say some racist shit.
Well,
do it together, man.
Lord have mercy.
Well, how much How much they gonna pay me to race up there at 41?
We're gonna be your dad. We're gonna
put
be
something on top of the pot. Put something on top of the pot. Put some on top
no,
of the
no,
pot.
No, I'm not saying y'all, Big Eddie. No, I'm not saying. I'm talking about 41. I ain't talking about y'all. I'm not gonna charge y'all nothing.
That's
I'm talking
private,
about
that's a private
you know,
event.
People
so
that own 41.
That. That's a private event.
Yeah, but guess what? Me coming up there, running my car down that track, it's going to bring action to their track. It ain't going to bring action
but
to my
got
fucking
to do
track because
it
ain't my track.
That's not 41 track.
Listen to me. But listen to what I'm saying. The track official should go in their pocket. What's the guy's name?
Bill.
What they call him?
One,
no, I don't know who he is. Now the one that's coming, he came on, he prepping the track and all that. The guy that's doing a real good job.
Dominique.
Because he seemed real knowledgeable. Yeah, him.
Yeah, Dominique.
Yeah, he seemed real knowledgeable. But yeah, he seemed extremely knowledgeable, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's so knowledgeable that what he should do is he should pay me to drive my car off that track. Because once they see me drive my car off that track, everybody going to be able to come there. Yeah.
Ryan, you smoking dope. Stop smoking.
You don't think so?
Hey, Ryan.
Oh, man. Not the
you don't
Ryan
think
so? Ain't funny, though, man.
Hell fucking no.
You look at the wise guys and all them people. They got paid to go as a group, and we got enough hot rods just as bad as they got. Got them to go as a group and get paid for visiting tracks.
So
we got some bad hot rods now.
So why they won't pay? So why they won't pay us? And we didn't been faster than them.
Uh-huh.
So why they won't pay us?
Well, hey,
you get what I'm saying?
We ain't never set up try to get that publicity type of business, but they've been doing it, man, for years.
Yeah.
Chicago Hitman, Wise Guys, all of them, they travel in a group.
Look, what's that car? What's that slow ass car with that 57 Bel Air? That Chevy Bel Air that they used to stop the track. They would have shake, rattle, and run. Hey, it just never done
oh,
no
man.
Look at that
shake, rattle, and run.
That car. That car won shit. It was something
hey, man,
then, but it sure the hell ain't nothing now.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't nothing now. Wherever it went, I can't remember where it went, but I just know it probably it ran like what? 180 to the quarter
mm-hmm.
or 200 to the quarter?
Mm-hmm.
That's slow.
Oh, man.
I just so well known, man. Them gangsters had that car, man.
Who?
Gangsters.
Said they was what?
Mafia boy.
Gangsters?
Straight up.
Oh, man, that
yes,
shit don't exist in Chicago, man. You don't see, you don't see all those brothers out there with those guns and what
no,
is
it
do, whatever.
It don't.
Man, that shit don't mean nothing.
But,
no, that shit don't. That shit gets the ass whooped. They mentioned that to us.
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like that
but,
shit. So that shit's so old. I wish, you know, like I guess
cool,
now they know
man.
Better.
They wouldn't
to have a conversation.
Them boys, they didn't. They were good with black people. I like that.
You said cool with black people.
I'm cool with everybody.
Well, what we cool with
no
them?
Problem.
No, or we cool with them? Cause they ain't, we don't need them to be cool with us.
I know
cause
people
they
that deal with them. People
yeah, but
with
I mean, they ain't. Oh, you know, I didn't went over to their shop and they look real crazy, but they don't say nothing. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? I didn't been to their shops and shit. They don't. What are they gonna say? But it ain't that we cool that they cool with us. We may be cool with them. They ain't nothing to be
well,
cool with. They ain't
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, go both ways.
Talk here, Brother Skin and Brother Ryan. I had a nice time talking to y'all guys. I got to get on the phone with my coach. I got to go to bed.
Oh, man, not the coach.
Get
your stinking ass to bed, nigga. Get your stinking ass in the bed, nigga.
Hey, but if you get that locked in, you let me know. And
I'm going to try. I'm probably going to try.
And then, look. And where Leroy at? Leroy, if you're in the background, don't be mad at me. Because he started
mm-hmm.
cursing. He was saying, I ain't never heard him say like three or four curse words in the same sentence. He was
mm-hmm.
saying shit, fuck, and everything else.
said, why is he so damn mad?
Hold on, what three look? Hey, three look, take a bath before you go to bed. Now, don't just go in the bed.
Come on, shorty.
Hey, shorty.
He'll get
I can't sit on my bed before I come to the tub, goddamn. I can't sit on my bed before I come in, when I come in the house.
You're being disrespectful, shorty.
Get on your
fucking
ass.
Yeah, you
been.
I did that motherfucking shop. I ain't
gonna
go to the house. I mean, this motherfucker, you gotta get in the bathroom.
That right?
Man, no matter who we roll with,
that's what I like. Yeah.
You just gotta remember, man. We still
like,
all
yeah.
family, man. We still all family. Man.
Mm-hmm.
I had a nice time talking to you, fella. Y'all, hang low, three cherry, yo.
Hey, three love.
Lay on, fat motherfucker.
We got our brothers and sisters. Right, we got our brothers and sisters down south. That's family, man.
I got to get up in the morning. I'm working on Von Dunn. I got to make sure it's staying warm and shit.
Uh-oh.
I got to get up in the morning.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't you racing Lil Wheel, too? I think you got Lil Wong locked in. Not the Lil Wong.
Oh, man.
You got a little one like this.
I'm back.
What up, shorty?
Who is that talking about?
Leaking.
Who the fuck is that talking about?
Leaking.
Shut the fuck up, Leaking.
Oh, my bad. Hey, man.
Oh,
I got
a question for y'all.
The whole body off the cop. And snatched the rein out of it.
Damn.
Who?
Not total.
Damn.
Somebody
who?
Just crashed that tolerance from David Reed. David Reed's red lit. And Camaro pulled the parachute and got loose down there and ripped the whole body off the cop, ripped the rein out the cop, and the dude got, they say he's okay, but he's going to the hospital.
Uh-huh. Got to check him out. But all you drag racers on here, can y'all tell me the definition of a ghost car?
Motherfucker,
ain't
nobody
seen. Don't know nothing about.
Okay, now
it really is. It ain't even got to be that you ain't never seen it. It's that you building it. You say I got a car. You building it. Ain't no motherfucking seen. Or the person
mm-hmm.
you trying to race ain't seen. That would be a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Because you couldn't see the kid. That ain't got shit to do with me. I ain't never seen the car. So it's a ghost. That ain't no fucking ghost. That's just my
definition. Mm-hmm. So in other words, you shouldn't run a ghost car.
No, you can run whatever the fuck
you
want.
You got what you
run.
Need.
But
yeah.
Some people don't run ghost cars. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? But if you got what the fuck you need, that's like, why would you be scared of a ghost car? If you done set the world records, you done win
right.
three parties with your car. What the fuck is you get a ghost car for? And you don't know no motherfucker that can run this fast. So why would you be scared?
Well, they sit like you and whatever, got the same motors and shit, you shouldn't be afraid to run them then, right?
Yeah. Then you shouldn't be
right,
scared
okay.
of a ghost car. You see what I'm saying? All
right.
these stiffs that they got now, 484 and all steel, all glass, or carbon fiber this, or whatever the fuck they be saying. If you saying
right.
all that, if motherfucker agreed to your steps, why would you be scared? I mean, if you got what you need, but if you ain't got what you need, you're going to say it's a ghost car.
Right.
Because you got an all-steel,
okay.
all-glass that run 1190s. And another motherfucker got them and running the 7s. How the fuck, you know, they're capable. They go by your capability. You know
right.
what a pro mind capable of going, kid. So if you got
right.
a fucking pro mind that going to 9, of course you ain't going to run another pro mind. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
It's common sense.
Yeah.
You know, that's just like
I
go out
and
show my own throat and go get common
mm-hmm.
ass. I'm going to go run another
mm-hmm.
a nigga talking about they got a super, but they done worked on it and everything, got a parachute and everything on motherfucker. I don't know what they got on. So it's a ghost car.
Mm-hmm.
I don't run no ghost.
Mm-hmm.
That's just
okay. Yeah, I had to get the definition of a ghost car. Because I feel like if a motherfucker sit like me and got the same shit or whatever I got, we should be able to run each other.
Oh yeah, it ain't really no ghost out here, but they gonna call
right.
it a ghost because they some people scared of the unknown. You know what I'm saying?
Right, they get scared any goddamn way.
You see what I'm saying?
Let's just say
an all steel, all glass car could go 750. That's as fast
right.
as they ever seen one go. An all steel, all glass. They broke the record.
Right.
They went 750.
Right.
So now you go get one. You can go 750, 760, but you just a
right.
coward motherfucker, like a little wheel
right.
or somebody. He ain't gonna run no
right.
car like he is. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I just use that
right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But you got
right.
people that'll run cars that's out of their class, like Ryan. He gonna
right.
get up there. Who does he run? I don't respect him. I don't try. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You got certain
right.
people that'll do that. You got the
right.
big drags gonna do that. You know what I'm saying? There's
right.
different people
right.
gonna do that.
Right.
But you will say they're a fool. Some people say they're a fool. Some people say they're stupid. Some people say they're dumb. You know, everybody going to always have their opinion. If they ain't scared
right.
of shit. But, you know, it ain't no big
mm-hmm.
thing. It's all in what people play and what they don't
exactly.
play. They play with people that play with you.
Right, exactly.
But, you know.
Yep.
So it is what it is.
Glad
but
I got
right,
that
though.
Understanding.
When they got them class cars, it's no such thing as a ghost car. If you got a class like a something bitch class 484, you can have this. They fit all the rules. It's not
mm-hmm.
a ghost car, but that's
mm-hmm.
if you gonna let a motherfucker look at all the shit that you supposed to have. You gonna let a motherfucker check it. That's
right.
when it's not a ghost car.
Right.
But you know, motherfuckers
mm-hmm.
cheat all the time. But
oh,
you
yeah,
can't
yeah,
cheat
yeah.
a good checker, the person that's checking it. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't mean to cheat them. I don't believe.
Nope.
Let me say that.
Nope, you're not supposed to.
So it's not a ghost car when I hear y'all saying on the phone and you talking about the field shooter, whoever them cars, the people you be talking about, field shooter, and who all these guys
mm-hmm.
they got, they know all the rules. It ain't no such thing as a ghost car. You building a new car, like Trigger Man now. They say they building
right.
a new car. Take
right.
on running. You know what I'm saying? Because I guess
yep.
they fit in the rules or take that what the fuck he need. Because he said he going to
mm-hmm.
win.
Yep.
So, do that make him a bad mm-hmm. motherfucker? Some people are saying yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say no. Because
mm-hmm.
they fit in all the rules.
Mm-hmm.
He got everything he need.
Mm-hmm.
You know what rules are for here? Rules are designed for you to take the book. This is what rules book is designed for. This is designed for you to take the book. Read the rules. And build your car right on the edge of every rule in that book. Learn how to Bob Grin said, look, he says two type of racers. It's cheaters and it's losers. He said those are the only two type of racers. And when you mm-hmm. take the rules, anyone that thinks fear or shoe is not cheating is fooling themselves. You lying to yourself. He read the rule book and he knows how to massage the rules. Hey, that's part of the game. That's all part of the game.
Right, but you're going,
like
you're going into the second version of what we talking about. We weren't talking about that. We ain't talking about that,
I just heard, I just heard you, when I came back, I heard you saying about the rules. And I'm just simply saying, that's all a rule is. It's learning how to, a rule is only a rule. Once you, it only applies to you once you learn how to get it. But not breaking.
No, I understand that part, but I'm saying that ain't what the conversation was about. You just heard me say
like
it.
Said,
the conversation was, what was it? Let me enlighten you, brother. Let me enlighten you. He just asked what was a ghost car, and I gave a bunch of different scenarios, and then I said something about some rules. I said it shouldn't be a ghost car if you fit the rules. It don't matter if you're cheating or not. That's what I'm saying. It don't matter. If you can get away with cheating, it don't matter if you're cheating or not. If you fit the rules, it's not a ghost car.
Let me tell you what you're saying, and let me tell you how they apply what you're saying. It's just like they say, all steel, all glass. You know, that's how they apply in your rule. They saying they haven't seen the car, so it's a ghost car. But in reality, what you're saying is true. Whether I've never seen the car or not, once that car surfaces, they get to go over to make sure it fits every rule and not over or under one of the rules, it's not a ghost car.
They look at what you're saying, like the staff will take a full chassis car and have a back half now. That's how they look at what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they twist it, bend it. As long as it fit where I want to fit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's too long.
Yeah, a lot of them don't say it's a ghost cocker. They don't want to run. They don't want to run no goddamn way. I guarantee you some motherfucker that ain't hardly never did nothing.
That's gonna say. Yeah, niggas just be talking. They can't whoop you, so they just become crazy. But I can see you. Yeah, I don't understand it.
Yeah.
I just don't understand it. Because I promise you, I could be just as happy. Look at you, ball head. You just as happy taking your new car racing. More happy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm more happy. I believe these guys in the trailers and got to switch motors, take heads off, and take the motor out, put another motor.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna have more fun because I can talk to y'all on the phone and raise my shit.
I can talk to y'all on the phone and then go get a bitch
and fucking put it in the garage, just cut it off and keep on going. Come on back out. Start it up. Put the air conditioning on. See, I can do all that. You ain't gonna do that. See, you ain't gonna be comfortable in that goddamn race car. I ain't gotta put on nothing. I'm just riding that motherfucker.
These overgrown niggas gotta get away from the jealousy, man. I've never seen the races, so What's happening?
Nobody want to drive no slow ass super.
Who was that?
What else, kid?
Is that Victor?
Yes, sir. I'm just messing with you, man.
Yeah, well,
nobody
you
want to drive.
Because I ain't going to lie. Nobody want to drive no slow-ass toe-tagger, but you sure whooping their ass with that motherfucker.
It's all good. I'm just messing
hey,
with you.
You got that
hey, but no, it's different strokes. Different strokes
movie
different
maker.
Folks.
Right. Hey, you got that movie maker. That motherfucker keep making these movies on Facebook. He on that tool on some big-ass show. I'm getting on his ass. I see it. Goddamn CJ, getting on his motherfucking ass. Yeah, I know you on the show. He trying to figure out who I am so he can put that shit on Facebook tomorrow. Thank you, Slick, motherfucker. He trying to get the motherfucker out. He gonna put Leroy and Ryan on that tomorrow. Hey, he's looking for some shit right now. Put Leroy Ryan on that motherfucker.
Oh, man.
He's going to have Eddie in the background with a referee shirt on. Watch what I say now.
Oh, God.
I don't know what you're talking about tomorrow. It might be on that neck. You're talking about tomorrow.
You ain't lying. He might have found it already.
He's not playing with y'all, Jack.
Nah, but you know why I'm going to say it ain't on already? Because he's still listening to the show, writing shit down with his stinking ass. He writing shit down. Motherfucker. He want to see somebody else get into it. He probably taking the one for me and Vic. Yeah, Vic came on and said, nobody want to drive no slow ass soup. You going to have that on now.
That's nothing on there. That right there was enough to have you and Vic on.
Hey.
Yeah, he gonna have it on there. He can find one of them on them, man, please.
Hey, the thing about racing is, hey, he told me,
you got one fair for sure. I'm your puppet if I play the puppet song. Man, yeah, boy.
The thing about racing is a lot of people came from different sides of racing. You know, a lot of y'all on the Grudge side came from street racing. You know, I came from organized drag racing, you know, and that's where it started. I mean, I've been at, you know, and then it's just like Ryan was saying, you know, about Shake, Ride, and Run. You know, them was some bad boys. You can't take that away from them. I mean, the cars of today have evolved and everything, and that's where the confusion come in, is about how things have evolved now. I mean, I got a full chassis car that I wouldn't run half of these motherfuckers, over half of these motherfucking small tire cars. I ain't gonna look their direction. You know, but,
right.
You know, that's just how times have evolved, you know.
But I think y'all missing what he's saying, because he said that. He said, yeah, that was fast back then, but that ain't nothing now.
Right. Right, that's what I'm saying, right, you know, that's what I'm saying, you know, it's just different in time, you know. I mean, it's just like you take your super versus a car from back then. You know, times have evolved. You can't compare that shit to that, you know. And you can't compare what no car looks like. You know, Sham used to always say, if your car's looking like, now he done changed that because you can't go off of what no fucking car look like. Two cars can look identical and shit. I don't want no parts of that motherfucker. Shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know? That's just how it
goes. Yeah, because I think Kamala, you know what I'm saying, and whoop your chassis car. You know what I'm saying?
It might. Yeah,
I think Kamala whoop your motherfucking chassis car, nigga.
It might.
That motherfucker I used to see you in. That motherfucking paper thin motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, that motherfucker been faster than you broke, than you been on full power, motherfucker. How about
well,
that?
Well, see, well Vic, it's like this here, Vic. I've never seen a motherfucking a G-body or a motherfucking F-body or a Mustang or whatever win no motherfucking race. I've always seen E.T. that wins race. I wouldn't give a fuck what it's saying.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
Right.
You're exactly right. Don't matter.
So I don't know where they get that conception from that F-body cannot run a G-body or a G-body cannot run a Mustang or whatever. You're not running the motherfucking car. You're
running
E.T. That's what's going to win.
Exactly. That's true.
Don't say that, kid. You're going to get in trouble. Now keep on talking about that, kid. You're going to get in trouble.
Man, please. Motherfucker can't tell me shit.
But hey, he's telling the truth, though. I mean, because that's the way it is. I mean, but it's just a way of, you know, it's just a way of the times. You know, everybody got, okay, G-bodies. I mean, G-bodies is the hottest craze now, so...
It's just like goddamn bell bottom jeans were back in the motherfucking 70s. It was a fad.
Right. Mustangs back in the back few years back. Mustangs was the hottest thing since popcorn. Everybody had a fucking Mustang.
You know what? It's no longer drag racing. This is truly nothing but class racing, bracket racing.
You're right. The grudge racing is turned into, I always said that grudge racing is nothing but a glorified class race. Because if it's a grudge, why do I have to look like you?
That's what I'm saying, Vic. And I feel a zillion times. What fool came with the idea to call it grudge racing anyway? I like to know what fool came with that name. It had to be a fool that came with that name. Because they drag racing all the time. That's all it is.
Right.
Now
I will get. It's just like this. What Ryan doing?
I got to wait with you. Wait. I got to have the same tag you got on. You checking my transmission? If you can look at the gear ratio, you'll check that. You don't got class racing, man.
Right. Now what Ryan doing is a grudge race with him and Leroy. That's a real grudge race. You know what I'm saying? Because them two cars don't look alike. That's a grudge race. But when you got a car, when you talking about all these cars that's matched up and they got to be this and got to be that, there ain't no fucking grudge racing. It's a glorified no-time flash race.
Yeah, No tag class racing.
I call that scale racing.
No ticket class racing. That's the next shootout should be. It should be called no ticket class racing.
That's all it is. I mean, it ain't no different than Mike Hill. I ain't taking nothing away from that, but because it's what's happening right now. But a 484 race, that's a glorified class race. You gotta have a 484.
Drag race, real drag race, but what? Run what you bring.
Run what you brung and hope you brung enough.
That's how I was brought up.
My daddy, I feel something else
I don't understand about this new era racing. I don't hear them say it too. It's that if you got to come to a man and ask him for a spot, you shouldn't be racing him. Giving him a spot at a million and one drag race. Why would I come to track? Okay, me and Vic did that jacket. I go about AZ. I can't beat your tag. Well, if you give me a break, I'll try it. What's wrong with that? That's a
nickname. Ain't nothing wrong with it to me.
I ain't supposed to say that to you, but I can't let you hear that. Yeah. I tell you, that's why I have to stay out of the way, because it sounds like food on these phones, man. Some stuff they say. You shouldn't set nothing to a man if you can't let him hear it.
No, I don't agree with that.
If you don't want to give it up. That's how that goes. If you feel like you can't give it up, don't give it to him. But he's trying to race. Now,
right.
If he comes to you asking for something crazy, you know, that's different.
Yeah, now that's different. Right. That's
different.
Yeah. It's like if Skin still had combo, if he gave me the break, I'd try.
Exactly.
What you gonna be in? Slow ass toe tags. I need the break.
Man, get the fuck out. You can't even give me a break.
You're trying to manipulate the rules out there. You manipulate the rules, man.
Hey, he's fucked them all way up because he could turn it around and say, I got the break. I don't want no trouble.
I can think of a thousand races out of see that the slowest car came to ask for a spot. And they got the race on. I don't see anybody ask for too much. We compromise. I want everything in racing from Totec. No, I can't get it. But I give you the break. I give it back to Adam break. We compromise and we get a race locked in.
Right.
But you know what I've been seeing, though? You know what I've been seeing on Low Rider?
Yeah.
Every car is faster than me. They always want to spot from me. They must be scared of me.
A lot of it comes from the personnel. I mean, you know, it's just like, you know, the crew or whatever. I mean, you know, if you've known for doing such and such, you know, then, yeah, somebody's going to be leery about jumping right at you. But if you're known for doing nothing, ain't nobody going to have a problem.
You know, sometimes
it's just like
turn the corner before you get down that corner.
Right.
But Vic, you have guys come on here and say, I ain't got no reputation. I ain't nothing.
Well, I mean, that's because motherfuckers don't want to give people their props. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with, you can't, and that's why I don't like when people say what somebody did back in the day don't mean nothing, because that's bullshit. If history wasn't nothing, we wouldn't be evolved to where we at. If it had to start somewhere.
Your past.
Don't you be on your preaching now. You know this show recorded, Vic. Don't you be saying that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Skin, one thing about it, hey, I don't give a fuck. It's just like I've been telling motherfuckers, it's 2024, I'm cancer-free, I'm on their ass. If I think I got enough, I'm on their ass.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, hey. I'm not a grudge racer. I'm a drag racer. I come to race. I don't give a fuck about all that. I want to race.
Ooh-wee.
I got three or four races locked in for Big Sham race already. It's a whole new ball game.
I heard about
it. Shit, I'm trying to go. Tidy Bowl, I mean, I ain't picking the man car part, but, you know, I mean, I ain't going to even say his car. Day-Day. I shouldn't have ran Day-Day head up with Toe Tagger, but I ain't give a fuck because it was Day-Day. I tried. I got my ass whooped, but I tried.
That's right.
And I try him again.
That's right.
If you never try him, you'll never know if you can lose to him. So you definitely won't know if you can beat him.
Exactly.
Never try.
How many times you done ran somebody and somebody that said, man, you can't whoop that car? Or something like that, or
shit,
whatever. Or they look like, all right then.
Motherfucking times.
Yeah.
But you know what I always got in the back of my head, Vic?
What's that?
And sometimes I shouldn't say it, but these niggas don't know their ass from a hole in the ground no way. If somebody tell me, Skin, you can't whoop him. You know what be in the back of my head? You don't know how fast my car runs. I can respect that. If you do how fast my car can go, Vic, I showed you the time ticket. I can respect you saying, Skin, you can't whoop that car. But I don't respect, especially a nigga that don't know shit. To me, that's just my personal opinion. Skin, you can't whoop that car. I'll be looking like, how the fuck y'all know? I probably run 750. Y'all know how fast I can go.
Mm-hmm.
So how can y'all tell me who I can whoop? Y'all know how fast that car can go. But y'all know how fast my car can go. So that's when
I throw that out the window.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, it happens. If I never told Key in my ET, how the hell can Key say, hey, Shorty, you can't whoop that car?
Mm-hmm.
And then don't make it no better. He said, Kid said, Shorty, you can't whoop that car. I just seen him go 1150. I'm cheating like a motherfucker on the inside. I don't know how fast he can run, kid. I don't believe he run that fast. First thing I'm going to say to Kid, I don't believe he can run no 1150.
Right.
But if I say, so what, he run 1150, I still going to beat him. Kid going to say, ooh, Skin faster than 1150. So the first thing I'm going to say, hey, Kid, you's a lying motherfucker. That shit don't run that fast. Shorty, I'm telling you, ain't running that. Shorty, I'm trying to help you. Man, I don't need your help, motherfucker. Go hit the back. Get in your back. Shorty, talk to me like that. You ain't not my friend anymore. I don't like you. So, don't like me because you stupid. Because you ain't got nothing to do with friend, motherfucker. I'm going to run my script to the Frisco Bay. Get the fuck out of my business. Hey, last you check, Kid, I didn't say, hey, Kid, come back with me. You need to bet with me, Kid. I ain't asking no motherfucker to bet with me.
Uh-uh.
Get the fuck out. I appreciate everything y'all saying. Because motherfuckers have told me before now. Motherfuckers have been on this phone. Motherfuckers have been off the phone. Called me on the back line. Hey, Shorty, do you know what you're getting yourself into? I think I do. I locked it in, didn't I?
Right.
Why y'all wait till I lock in talking about what I can't do? Motherfucker, I done locked in now. Give me the lockup money back. You love me that much. Get the fuck out the way. Bet with
him. Right. Bet with him. You don't think I can whoop him? Bet with him. Shit. I'm going.
And
I'm going
to bet you this. Vic. This is what I can bet you. I might can't bet nothing else, but this I know I can bet you. Any nigga that betted against me every time I raced, they on the losing end. That's all I can say. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I agree.
And any motherfucker that betted that I was going to win every time I race, they done won way more than they done lost. I guarantee that. That's what I can guarantee you.
Hey. Hey, I hit a little snag
now,
here lately, but I'll be back.
I can't guarantee you nothing else, but I can guarantee that.
I'll be back. That's what I like about Chuck. When that goddamn Chuck met with you, that goddamn Chuck boy, that Chuck come give you $20 or whatever. Come, goddamn Chuck say,
yeah,
hey, you winning me money? I'm coming to see you.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah, when that Toe Tagger first came
right
out, boy, goddamn it, that Toe Tagger was a force to reckon with, boy. That's all right. I'll be back. Be back. She back. She'll be back.
Shit, you think I don't remember? I lost a couple times betting against that motherfucker.
She'll be back.
Hey, I'm saying to myself, I don't know the EP on Toe Tagger, but he look like he's been on more than he can chew. Probably out. He's standing his ass up in that quarter mile. I said, God. Damn,
yeah,
what,
hey,
look, I'm gonna tell you what I said. Remember, I walked past and looked under your hood. I said, man, they got a 396. Now you know I can't look at the motor and tell what size it is, but I'm laughing like a motherfucker. I said, he got a 396. Man, they were locking his ass in left and right. I said, God damn.
Hey, that motherfucker there.
I just walked past the cop, man. Got a 396.
Hey, kid, that motherfucker right there, if he ever see something, that motherfucker got a photographic memory because he pay attention to every goddamn thing. And hey, we had the track one day. That motherfucker walk over to the car, and you can see just enough of the bow cover. That motherfucker will say, you know what I'm talking about. I say, get your ass away from my car. That motherfucker say, I'm betting with you.
I said, Vic, I see them.
That motherfucker say, I'm betting with you.
I couldn't say nothing, Vic, but I see them. I'm betting with you. Hey. Hey, I know I was wrong and shit. I'm all in the video. I'm like, hey, CJ, man, don't fuck the car, man. Hey, I did. Hey, Vic, y'all got that shit right, man. I don't want to get my money to get fucked up. I said, CJ, over there with them shoulders and shit and screwing on shit, man. That shit right. Vic said, I don't know, we gonna see.
Hey, that motherfucker was right. Then we had to be, we had a good time. That's why, hey, I race to have fun. I mean, because you'll never get all of the money you put in these fucking cars. If you're looking for a motherfucking money game from these fucking cars, you're in the wrong sport.
All right.
Not unless you got a sponsor.
Well, yeah, unless you got a big sponsor.
Yeah, be quiet. He's telling everything. Hey, but I'm going to go and let the beans out since kids let some of it out. I'm going to go and let the beans out. You can get some money in racing, Vic. Don't spend none. You can get some. Don't spend none. Just bet on other cars,
man.
You get some money.
Yeah.
You're a lying ass. Tell me you can't get none. You can get some because
yeah,
you ain't spending none.
Well, yeah,
all them sidewinded motherfuckers that's chasing behind your coattail talking about, man, let me get a G in the pot. They making money, man.
Yeah, that's true. That's true because they ain't spent that. They ain't spent the dime.
Man,
hey,
they ain't even spent a motherfucking name off you a goddamn fart club for that
Vic
motherfucker.
I have never seen a motherfucking grudge racer make a living at grudge racer.
Oh, no, you ain't. Yeah.
I have yet to see that.
Yeah. Every grudge racer.
Yeah, well, I ain't
going to
lie, kid. I didn't make a living in grudge racing, but I made a living in gambling. I'll say that because I do a lot of different gambling.
Right.
You can't make a living in gambling, I believe.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's true, because there's a lot of people that, yeah, that's a lot of people that make a living off of. That's their job, gambling. That's their job.
Yeah. So,
but if you just a straight up grudge racer,
if you ain't just racing a car.
If you a race drag racer, you going bankrupt soon. If you ain't shit, if you ain't got no job,
Yeah.
Whole lot of motherfuckers gonna be in divorce court.
Man, shit.
Yeah.
You better recognize. Shit. Hey, I was almost there this year, last year. Shit. Fucking with Jeremiah. My wife told me, she said, would you just quit trying to, would you just leave Jeremiah alone? I said, hell no. I said, he got the back tie, goddamn it. I'm going to run his ass again. Who loses and give a motherfucker the back tie?
Oh, yeah.
But that's all right. That's all good. Hey. This is what I live for. This is what I love to do. I love racing, point blank. I don't race because I got no money, because I don't got no goddamn money. Shit. I work my
what's
ass off. To...
What you sipping on, Shorty? Shorty, what you sipping on?
Motherfucker.
You hear him?
Arizona. Watermelon Arizona,
oh, man.
Baby.
Oh, man.
I put it in for a minute.
Yes, sir. He just laid one down. Cut that bitch off. Look at three loves.
You lying on three loves.
That motherfucker lying.
That fat stinking motherfucker just said he went to sleep. Come on, look at three loves. Fuck you mean, look at three loves. That bitch should be sleep with his stinking ass. He should have his stinking ass sleep. That's what he said. He told us he was going to sleep. A lying motherfucker. He supposed to be somewhere with his nuts stinking, sleep.
That motherfucker lied to you, shorty.
Yeah, he lied. I'm going to his ass. I'm going to his ass.
Well, that should be a good race in the making.
Yes, they get them all. See, you know, I don't put my faith in that shit no more. Because, you know what I'm saying, you look around and it don't get all this happened, or it going to rain, or there's a death in the family. You know, you know, there's a lot of shit going on right now in the world.
I sit back and relax.
I know they mad at me, but I don't know why they mad at me, because it ain't cost nobody a dime to stay out of mine. You know what I'm saying? You going to this race, you going to that race, you got a room, you better hurry up and get your room. I ain't getting shit. Too much happening in the world. I do what the fuck I want to do, and I won't do it. If I want to get up the same day and drive down there, motherfucker, and sleep in the car, don't worry about what I'm doing. They worry about the wrong shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like these other motherfuckers say, you start just pay all my bills for me, and I'm going to do what you want me to do.
Exactly.
Don't worry about what I'm doing. Gonna be all right. Last I check, a motherfucker on the phone ain't paid a bill for me. Not one.
Oh,
not
man.
One. Not even a hamburger bill. Shit, not one. I want. Now they can prove me wrong. Get y'all ass on here and prove me wrong. I want to hear. I want to see. Ain't a motherfucker on this phone or off this phone been paid a bill for me. Now that don't count if I won some money from you and I went and paid the bill. I won it from you. I'm talking about just go in your pocket and give it to me and say, Charlie, go pay this bill.
Exactly.
They can suck out my ass with a straw. They
oh man, not with a straw.
Did you sell Kamala? Do you
paper or plastic?
I'm getting some plastic. You get a plastic straw because that paper motherfucker going to tear up. Might get caught up in my ass. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put that plastic
Lord
in
Lord, that shorty. Damn.
Suck out my
man.
Ass with a straw. That paper motherfucker. They might suck the paper. They might tear. You stuck in my boo-boo. Nope. Oh, no.
So they might not get a mouthful, huh?
Talking that shit. Shorty, Shorty, you got some money? Y'all worried about the wrong shit. You don't know
what the fuck I got.
Mm-hmm. You ain't give me none, dick. If you ain't give me none, why the fuck you gonna say what I got? You ain't give me none, kid.
Mm-hmm.
Shorty, that's why I'm down. I ain't got no money. Yeah, you do. Shit, you ain't give me none, bitch.
Shorty, have you heard from Nate lately, man, or what?
Nope.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Last time I heard from Nate, goddammit, I happened to be over there on the block, man. That had to be about 7-8 years ago. I was over there on Woodlawn, you know, where he used to be at. And
mm-hmm.
It took, I mean, one of the boys was like, man, Nate on the phone, you want to talk to you? He asked me how the family was doing and all that. About 8-9 years ago, some shit like that. Might have been 10. Shit, time's going so motherfucking fast, kid. Shit, it might have been 10 years ago.
It is.
Man, time flying like a motherfucker, man.
Shit, who you telling?
I bullshit you not, man. That's crazy. Because when I look back, it seems like it's yesterday I just seen the man. And that damn it 20-something years ago. It don't even seem like he been on that goddamn long. man, it don't seem like that long, man. Man, it seems like I just seen that man on 130th, man. And that goddamn Chevelle. And that damn Chevelle, that one that, that Junior that was finna sell him. Puerto Rican Junior.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was in that motherfucker burning that bitch out on 130th. I swear it looked like yesterday. I mean, it seemed like yesterday. Man, it was 27 years ago.
Yep.
It's crazy. Boy, rough, man. I ain't going to stay in that tutu city, nigga.
Man.
Motherfucker.
Not the tutu, Bradley.
Yeah, she keep lying. Talking about she going to call me. I ain't talked to her yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If he say, hey, Miles, be expecting a phone call. He going to hit you. Man, this faggot motherfucker ain't called me.
Did, you know, Run Run got his appeal come around yet, or you don't know?
Man, he exhausted all of them.
Okay.
But he still got, he claimed he got some other shit to make, I don't know. Some lawyer probably be talking to the judge or something, writing the judge a letter or some shit. I don't know. I wish something happened, goddamn. He might pay a bill for me.
Mm-hmm.
That guy there. Yeah. I might have to pay when he is going to get out. He might just don't come out and have no money. I had to pay a couple of years, right? Yeah. Yes, sir.
Big Eddie, you ain't fell asleep, have
you? I ain't no Eddie ain't fell asleep. Shit, hold on. Give me motherfucking phone, bro.
Thank you. So you ain't fell asleep, have you?
I'm letting them talk, man. Ready to go to sleep, though. I'm telling you right now.
I thought maybe Chuck had made you go on mute or something. I didn't know.
Everybody done.
Big Ed, I think you can go and pull the plug on this one. Everybody goddamn going to sleep.
Y'all tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.